and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
That's the intro? Wow, talk about show business. You guys really know how to do it around here. Welcome to another broadcast day. Well, welcome to another broadcast day. What day is today? Is today Wednesday?
Wednesday,
June 7th. The day of the birth of the, the chosen ones. Adam Carolla's baby twins are to be born today. Yes, that's the sound of a baby crying. In case you didn't know what it sounded like. We should really get two babies crying because that's what Adam's going to hear all the time. Wow, this would really be something if you could pull this off, Brian. There we go.
Nice.
Wow. I'm Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Adam Carolla, the expectant father who's probably smoking a whole pack of cigarettes in the delivery room right now as we speak. We don't know. I guess we shouldn't say what hospital he's at. What's going to go on today? I thought Tad was going to be at the hospital with Adam and Lynette delivering the children.
Well, that was the plan, and we brought it up yesterday in our post-show meeting. And it seemed like Adam was...
Adam was at the post-show meeting?
He's always there.
For the first four minutes. No, I'm kidding. But anyway, we brought it up. There you go. That was Adam. Thank you.
Seemed like I would... I mean, you know what you should have done is you should have pushed for Tad in the delivery room and then settled for him in the waiting room because... And why do you think he didn't want Tad in there?
I think he felt there was a little bit of invasion of privacy, and I think he was worried that Lynette didn't want to see
Tad. That's an invasion of privacy?
How long? And you already got your first one?
Does that get beeped also?
Pretty sure. Really offensive.
Really? And you're okay? It's okay to say that? And it's
no,
not okay?
I got
you could say
too.
Pee. Oh. You could say urine.
On.
But when you got to, and you can say urine on, but you got to stop there because.
So you just got bleeped again?
No.
Got around it.
Well, you did say urine on.
But I didn't say
the word eight.
On what?
What kind of thing? I said, listen,
no.
Kirk Cameron's best friend on Growing Pains. The guy's name. What can?
Hey, you know what?
We're out of dump.
We're out of dump right now. And he turned off the mics. We're out of dump right now. So we got to wait till that builds up. Are we built up? All right, go back.
All right, go ahead.
Turn off the mics.
I'm sorry. It's not,
okay. Anyone ever turns Jack Silver turns the mic off on me, he's fired. No one turns his mic off on me again.
The good
Who
news
that
is,
mic off
I
on
turned
me?
It. I turned it on for you, but the problem was that
he who
has
turned
no
it
dump.
Off is the question.
Our dump man turns it off.
Who's dump man?
He's right there, Brian.
Oh, my God.
Brian.
What a life you must lead. Dump man should be forced to stay in the bathroom at all times. If you're going to be dump man, you be dump man. Are we even allowed to say dump man?
Well,
why can we say dump man and we can't say the name of what's-his-name's friend on Growing Pains?
Kirk Cameron's best friend. This is his name. His Christian name.
It rhymes with stoner and it starts with a B. Can we say that? That's ridiculous. By the way, when I was at K-Rock, we can say all this stuff, and they still can say all this stuff.
I think
over
you
there.
Could say Woody.
You, of course you can, because Woody Harrelson would not have a name
right.
otherwise. He would just be, he'd be bleep dump out Harrelson.
Right.
Can you say Woody?
That's sure. Woody Allen.
That's why, no, Woody, but listen, that's why Woody Harrelson's still around.
That
and
word,
Kirk
and I'm not
going
to say,
isn't.
Although this already I'm enraged, I have to say, that word is an old word meaning mistake. It's not, that's ridiculous that would get bumped out automatically.
That's true. That's exactly.
By the way, if you're keeping score.
You know, man.
I think it's rather preposterous, too, the whole
Thank
dump
you.
Thing.
Well,
but I'm basically have to answer to my boss.
Who's your boss? Jack Silver?
He's the program director.
Let's call Jack right now.
Well, I don't know.
You
can if you want, but he's probably not up.
I don't care if he's up. I don't want him to be up. Do we have a home telephone number? We got to. Yeah. I'm not able to do the show without this word. This is a key word. I was planning to build the whole program around this word.
I mean,
word.
Every bit is now in question.
Absolutely. I don't know what to do now. We had a whole plan for the day built around this particular word, and we're not allowed to say it?
By the way, 6:04, Jimmy already enraged.
It's 6:05. Almost 6:05. Well, we'll leave that for a second, but we should wake Jack up, and I would hope that Jack is listening right now But apparently he's not. Do we have Jack's home phone number?
We're getting him.
Okay, good. All right, very good. Well, thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here. I've known pretty much everyone in the room for quite a while. Brian, not so much, but Big Tad and Jimmy Brusca and Teresa. Of course, Teresa and I have known each other for a long time since Teresa was a writer on Win Ben Stein's Money. Dave Damashek, who sat at my left hand last night, filling in, helping me write the monologue, as he did for so many wonderful years we had together.
That's why the show was so good last night.
What was your best joke last night? Uh-oh.
Well,
I mean, it's not about individual credit. It's about making Jimmy Kimmel Live the best Jimmy Kimmel Live it can be.
That's right. That's right. Oh, you did have a good one last night. I just can't remember what it was exactly.
I'm sure it was solid.
It was following something stupid that somebody said. Of course, all the players are familiar to,
who's
to
your
you,
favorite?
The radio audience. Of all the people in the room, Brusca. Now, actually, in a way, Tad is, because I have a an almost fatherly, an abusive fatherly relationship with Tad. Mm-hmm. Tad I met when he was 19 years old or so. How old were you, Tad, when we met? Tad can't work the microphone. Tad?
No, I can work the microphone. I'm just answering phones like I'm supposed to.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
see,
he's okay.
He talks back like a teenage son.
He's a pro.
Exactly.
I love you, Dad.
I met Tad in the halls of K-Rock. He was wearing a Green Day t-shirt that was about three sizes too small for him. And he had sunglasses on, prescription sunglasses. Actually, there were prescription glasses that darkened. You know those ones that... what was happening? They were still. Why were they still dark in the radio station? Were there no windows?
They weren't sunglasses that go darker. They were regular prescription sunglasses. but what had happened is I broke my glasses the day before, my regular glasses.
Yeah.
And I had these prescription sunglasses, so I can't see without glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was back in the day. Now,
you can see Tad's storytelling ability is what attracted me to him.
You make me nervous
initially. Back to answering the telephones, will you?
He can spin a yarn.
Tad is not. Adam would not allow Tad, and of all people, you'd think you'd want Tad by your side at the hospital.
He didn't want him, and I guess he was afraid if Lynette looked up while giving birth and saw Tad.
Well, never mind. So Tad, she should be afraid looking up and seeing Adam as the father of the children giving birth. This is a person, Adam Carolla, who I just can't imagine him being a parent. I really can't. He was in my backyard once, and I can't even say this word. He peed. Okay, I can say this. He was peeing in my children's sandbox.
Really?
As if it was some sort of big, like, kitty litter area. And I went outside, and it's not like there weren't bathrooms in my house. There are many bathrooms in the house. And I said, what are you doing? And he said, and he had a beer in his hand, and he's peeing in the kid's sandbox. I said, my children play in this sandbox, and you're peeing where they play. How can this be a father of not just one, but twins? Well, we have Jack Silver on the phone. Should we take him? How do we do this? I don't know how to answer the telephone. Press the VIP line. Jack?
Jimmy Kimmel, look at you, stud.
I'm sorry to wake you up, but we have a problem already, right out of the gate. Number one, somebody's got to talk to Adam about the fact that he would not allow Tad in the delivery room with him and Lynette today. And secondly, there's a word that we're not allowed to say that. I cannot even believe we're not allowed to say it. It starts with a B and it rhymes with stoner.
Yeah, there seems to be a big, big issue over that word.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah. Is that something you want to say, Jimmy?
I was planning the whole show around it.
All right, well, how about in that case, let me go ahead and make an executive decision. If you want to say it, say it.
God bless you, Jack Silver. Thank you so much. And now you can go back to sleep.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
Thank you so much. See that? He's a reasonable man. He's not going to just put things out there that you have to abide by regardless of the situation. That's an old word. I bet you it's right there in the dictionary.
I just looked it up. It does mean a gaffe, exactly like
a
you
gaffe.
Said.
There you go.
From the French.
It also means erect penis.
You know what? Like, for instance, you know how when the spelling bee, when you watch that, they'll say, can you put it into some context for me? Jack Silver woke up with a morning boner.
There you go. Well, I don't know if you're allowed to say it, but I am allowed to say it.
Well, no lights.
We have a lot of stuff planned this morning. Of course, we're going to check in with Adam and the babies. Baby Laverne and Shirley, is that what he settled on? We're going to find out what today. We will find out what, after all this talk, Adam has decided on the names. He's having fraternal twins. It's a girl and a boy. And I'm hoping for Regis and Kelly. I asked him to name the children Regis and Kelly. Also, Paris Hilton's single. Somebody emailed me. I don't know if this is out yet. I don't know if anybody... Has anyone heard this before?
I haven't heard it.
This was emailed to me, and it's her, like, it's her singing. It's her pop song.
That's hot.
Yeah, it is. That's what she should have called it, by the way. What is it called? Do we know?
Stars Are Blind.
Is it really called?
I swear.
Stars Are Blind?
And Dumb.
And also, here's another big scoop here. I guess Mike Dawson, who works here, saw an early cut of Rocky VI.
That's true.
What? Yeah, he saw Rocky VI last night.
Awesome. I want to hear about this.
I want to hear about it, too.
Great,
so we got a lot of stuff going on.
Joe Rogan. Drago.
Gonna be here. Yeah, Drago makes an ancient comeback. Drunken Tree Mascot. Is Def Rat Guy coming in this morning?
No, tomorrow.
All right, don't listen for him. And Pat O'Brien also will be on the program. It's the Adam Carolla Show. Jimmy Kimmel filling in. We're gonna take a break, and we'll be back shortly with even more boner material. Bill Rancic in studio. The first, the one, the only, the original apprentice.
I was talking with Mr. Trump today.
Mr. Trump, name me your... Sir, you're actually talking about Donald Trump.
That's little Trump.
Because I named my thing Mr. Trump.
The good news is you're fired.
The next time you see Adam Carolla on a bus back or a billboard, hit the guy next to you really hard and say, 1-0. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Jerk. A severe penalty for being a jerk.
Yes. The jerk report. Beware your foul behavior.
Because Jimmy Kimmel sitting in for Adam Carolla, who is at the hospital with his wife. His twins are on the way. They may even be out now. Who knows? I don't know how long it takes to prep. I think they have to shave the mother, and then they... shave the father, and then they shave the father, one of the father's eyebrows. Unfortunately, Adam only has one, so that might be a problem for him. And then the babies come out, and they're welcomed into the world, and we'll find out their names, and we'll talk to Adam in just a moment. But before that, Dave Damashek, is this a Wednesday night, Wednesday morning tradition?
That's right.
Here, the jerk report?
You got it.
Okay, and again, I think this should be made into a list, sort of a top 10 list, but I'll let you. You know better. You are Dave Damashek, sports guy. Pittsburghian extraordinaire.
I don't want to rank. See, if I rank these people are just jerks. I don't want them to feel like they're a lesser jerk.
Mm-hmm.
If I rank them like the 10th biggest jerk, then they feel like, well, they're at least 9 people.
I'm sure you have excellent reasons for all of this, but without further ado, here's Dave with the Jerk Report.
The Jerk Report with Dave Damashek reporting.
That's the intro?
That's right.
And what happened to my theme music at the beginning of the show? It was right here on the schedule and no theme music. Put whoever did that on the jerk list, will you?
Listen,
I'm already on the jerk report, I'm sure.
Okay.
There's a very high likelihood that Bruska will make the jerk report again.
All right, very good. Once again, let's go with that great intro again. Dave Damashek, the Jerk Report.
The Jerk Report with Dave Damashek reporting.
Right.
All right. Beware, evildoers. I've taken my perch atop the filth and the oils and the grime that infects our planet. The eye sees clearly, it sees far, and no shield can protect you from my blaster. As always, my hired gun, a mercenary, the assassin himself, Bald Brian. Let it begin. Listen, there's a magazine out there that I've taken great pleasure in over my lifetime called Sports Illustrated.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Yes. They have a list now called the best number 12s of all time. You know, best players, you understand, to ever wear the number 12. So, of course, my mind went to the same place as all of yours did. Any rational person, Terry Bradshaw, right? So I'm looking at the list, you know, John Stockton of the Utah Jazz, you know, Roger Staubach, Joe Namath, all building to number one, and Terry Bradshaw, the great Steeler QB.
But no, I see Bradshaw. Number two, who's one? Tom Brady. Tom Brady? Excuse me, sir. Four Super Bowl crowns beats three in my book.
Yeah, but those Radio Shack commercials had to, or not the Radio Shack, but the Collect Call commercials had to knock them down, way down on the list.
I got two words for you. Cannonball Run.
Yeah.
How about that? Till that Tom too. Brady does one of those, Bradshaw's number one in my book.
I'll throw another thing at you. Supercuts commercials. A bald man doing haircut commercials. I guess that would put him higher on the list.
And also, was that list a numbered list? Or were they all
This was number one. The number one, number 12. It's
there
a
you
little
go. You see how much more interesting it is when it has numbers?
Kimmel.
Thank you, Teresa.
Do not push me, Kimmel. You can wind up in here very quickly, sir.
All right. How many are on this list, by the way, of yours?
I have 37 more to go.
Coming in at number 36 is?
Every week, Dr. Zhivago is shorter.
Ryan, I know that you went to high school with Tom Brady and everything. Do what needs to be done. Take him out. Well done, sir. This was the biggest moment of your life. You're either with me or you're against me.
It's very upsetting.
And now I know. Brusca. A lot of I like to, you know, my minions who go out and seek out the jerks of the world. Many have written in and said, one Jim Brusca belongs not just on the Jerk Report this week. They say I should open the books for him and put him into the Hall of Shame.
It's ridiculous.
And once that book is open, once you're put into the Hall of Shame, you don't get out. It would be you and Barry Bonds. But I want to be a benevolent king to you, Brusca. This is your last warning. All right, sir?
How am I compared with Barry Bonds? This is ridiculous.
I don't question what is.
What is the reason?
Yeah, what is the reason? Why did Brusca? Yeah.
If you happen to hear the show, Brusca has a little habit of cutting off the sports early.
Right.
People don't like that.
Wait, and when you say people, who do you mean?
Dave Damashek and Mo Damashek.
Even Dave's father.
He's all right with some days. All right. Now, McDonald's has a new commercial out for their chicken sandwiches. Have you seen this one where those coworker says that he's eating the chicken sandwich and his coworker says, you keep eating those, you're going to turn into a chicken. Mm-hmm. And then the guy over the course of the commercial becomes a chicken. He gets a beak nose. He gets like Michael Jackson in Thriller gets to be like half man, half wolf, you know? This guy turns into half chicken. Like he gets the beak nose and he grows the feet. Hey, McDonald's, stop telling me I'm going to turn into a chicken. I'm not going to eat your sandwich. You tell me I'm going to become poultry. Now that you already have one chicken sandwich on your menu, here's another one for you. Jerk! Mayor McJerk.
Sandwich.
Are you concerned about the Filet-O-Fish?
No, I have no issues with that. I've enjoyed their product. And now, listen to this.
Yes.
Michael Jordan.
This would be so much better if there were numbers. If they're
why?
Coming
what
in now.
Because reason? It was billed because from 10 to 1. Because
that's why there are lists. That's why the E! Entertainment, they put on these shows where there's coming in at number 2 and there's like, and we'll be right back with the number 1 jerk of the week. Who's not going to wait around to see to hear that?
Well, I'd like to. If we can go ahead and just slate an hour and a half each week for this, I'll do a bill. Top 100.
I don't think you need an hour and a half. I think you can go right through them. No problem. All who's right. the next jerk?
I'm going to jump straight to the creep of the week.
This is
to
number
show
one.
You the build. Yes. Okay. See, right. That's the build.
Okay.
NBA finals are tomorrow. Now, Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat, you know, one of the best players in the league, is talking on ESPN's Sunday Night Conversation, and he was talking about a phone call he received. Take a listen to this.
I ain't doing nothing. He said, hold on. Somebody want to talk to you. You know, so I'm not thinking there's nothing. And then I hear this deep voice get on the phone. You know, what's up? And so I know Jordan's voice. You know, I watched Come and Fly With Me, you know, all this. So I know the voice, you know, Jordan right away.
This is a recurring theme with any NBA player. Michael Jordan calling them up to tell them what the score is. Telling how, what kind of narcissist calls people up who he doesn't know to tell them? They go, you know what? If you can't beat him, join him. I'm calling Michael right now.
All right. Michael Jordan.
Hey, Mike, it's Dave Damashek of the Jerk Report. I got a little critique for you. You're a jerk!
Wow, that's pretty hardcore.
I told Michael Jordan.
You're saying because Michael Jordan calls young players to inspire and congratulate them, he's been named Creep of the Week.
That's right.
Right, for trying to help a young player to be inspired.
What? Who's he? What is it? Dwayne Wade sitting by the phone to hear from Michael Jordan?
Only the greatest basketball player
ever
to play the game.
Glory days are over. Go sell your wieners and Gatorade.
Who's he? Terry Bradshaw, not a jerk. Michael Jordan, a jerk.
Wait a second. One last entry. Let's balance these things out. Jimmy Kimmel, jerk.
Well, I hate to be put on that list, but at least it had no numbers attached to it.
I think it's an honor. You're on a list with Michael Jordan.
You think wrong, Missy.
Yeah, and McDonald's and their sandwiches. Thank you, Dave. That was terrific. We have some real professional comedy now. 13-year-old Christian, for those of you who listen to the show regularly as I do in my home, you know that Christian is a budding comic. Is he technically, now he is a comic, but he's been taking some instruction from Jeff Ross, and he's on the phone right now. I'm going to try to pick that up. Hello, Christian.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, Christian. Thank you. Please help take this plane out of the nosedive that Dave just put it in.
Well, and actually, Dave might be putting me on his jerk report after I tell this joke.
Oh, no.
It's too late. It's already been laid out, and nothing can be added to it, so don't worry about it. Why? What's your problem with Dave, Christian?
Well, I don't have a problem with Dave. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with anyone, but I've told most of my jokes have been observational humor, but me being... Mm-hmm. Jeff Ross helped me out. I wanted to roast somebody.
Jeff Ross, of course, is famous for his roasting, and you are now going to do some roasting?
Yes. But
have you discussed this with Jeff?
I sent him an email. I did.
You did, and did he respond to that email?
You know, I told him, I thought it was going to be on yesterday, and he asked me how it went, but I told him I had to get the podcast, if it was going to be on the website.
All right.
Record it and listen to it.
Okay, that's far too much detail, but Jeff is okay. He's given you his blessing. Now, will you be using your own jokes or some of the classic roast jokes?
These are mine. I made these myself.
All right, very good. And you will be roasting Dave exclusively?
No, I'm going to be roasting the whole Adam Carolla show.
Oh, really? Well, how long is this going to take?
No, a minute and a half.
Oh, really? All right. Okay. All right. Well, go ahead. Here he is, Christian, the 13-year-old comedian, roasting the Adam Carolla show. Take it away, Christian.
Adam Carolla is a very successful man, and he'll tell you that. He likes to brag that he has a lot of money, even though he has to do stupid things to get it. Adam plays Spanky in the popular Drawn Together show. Spanky is a perverted pig who eats mounds of food at a time while watching porn. Adam, if you can hear me, when you're acting, you're supposed to be like somebody else.
It's not bad. It's not a bad joke. I mean, like the setup could be, use some refinement, but that's pretty good. All right, keep going, Christian.
Maverick comes into the studio a lot, but if he could actually hear the show, he wouldn't be coming in anymore.
That's, of course, the deaf frat guy. Okay, very good.
Dave Damashek is a very talented man. He can be a sports fan and a nerd. Dave has the ability to tell you about any player on any team during any game and can still be a woman repellent.
What gives?
Sorry, Dave.
All right.
Teresa agreed to let the show and their listeners name her vagina. Coincidentally, all the names add up to the same thing, a deserted and barren field.
And funny and true.
The tree mascot, deaf rat guy, is it coincidental that everybody who comes into your studio is drunk? I mean, they need to have a warning on beer now. Warning, you may go into the Adam Carolla studio. You better have a new line of friends or an alibi saying that you were drunk because your popularity is about to plunge. That's what I got so far. Thanks for listening.
Oh, there you go. That's nice, Christian. That's very well done.
What about Bald Brian? What about Bosoms Brusca? What about all these people that get spared?
Well, listen.
Well, it was just the three guys who were on the show, and then the most common people who come into the show.
It's called being concise, Dave. Perhaps you should take a lesson from Christian.
And also,
go home and get your f***ing shine box.
Brusca is the guy who books Christian, so he doesn't want to bite the areola that feeds him.
That is absolutely right. Oh, Brusca, what have I gotten you into here? Adam is going to, you know what we're going to do next is we're going to check in with Carolla at the hospital where the twins are going to arrive. I wonder if we're going to find out the names of the kids. Maybe we should save that for later in the show and we'll keep bothering him throughout the morning. We'll find out if Adam is in the delivery room. He says he's not going to be in the delivery room and actually uses profanity to describe those men who do go right into the delivery room. But I predict that he will indeed be in the delivery room, whether he admits it or not. I cannot imagine him not being at least forced into that delivery room.
Well, why do you think he'll be in there?
Because, number one, he says a lot of things that he doesn't mean. He does this all the time. This is a man who cried at his wedding, by the way. wept at the wedding. Kept all his friends out of the wedding. Would not allow me at the ceremony. And then wept like his babies.
Wait,
like
how
his
do
two
you know?
Babies. I got reports. I have people. I have eyes everywhere. And people are always watching. Not just him, but all of you. And we're going to talk to Adam. I also have the list of top African-American baby names in case Adam is unsure about what he would like to name the child. When we had my daughter, I didn't have her alone. I did it through a surrogate, my ex-wife. And I didn't want to name her beforehand because it seemed weird to me to name a kid before you see the kid, because yeah. It'd be like if you got a dog and you named it Blackie, but then it was like some Samoyed or something with a big white coat. You don't do that. You wait and you see what the kid looks like. Like Tad, for instance. His mom, Tad came out of the birthing canal, came bursting out like the Kool-Aid guy. And his mom said, wow, look at this tiny little 18-pound baby. I will name it Tad. Well, Tad may have been named before he came out, because had he come out first, there's no way he would have gotten the name of a little droplet of water. So these are the sorts of things we'll talk to Adam about. Also, Paris Hilton's new single. And we're going to get a review, an early review of a rough cut of Rocky VI, starring an elderly Sylvester Stallone. All here on the Adam Carolla Show. Let's try this again. Vince Vaughn.
There's a lot more coming up, so stay here, or there, or wherever you are. Just don't change the station. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
A restaurant review with the deaf frat guy.
Today's review, El Piso Cocho in San Diego. The mood in this luxurious, romantic Rancho Bernardo Inn dining room is formal, with rich French fare, impeccable service, and live piano music. Moose can totally play Happy Birthday on the piano with his wang. They should have someone do that. This place needs more food, less tune. I give it 4 potato gun blasts.
All right. Thank you, Deaf Frat Guy. It's Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Adam Carolla, who is at the hospital awaiting the birth of the twin Carollas, Regis and Kelly. Is Adam on the telephone? Let's speak to him now. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Jimmy. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Adam. I'm excited to do it, and thanks for asking me. And how are things? How is Lynette, first of all?
She's nervous, but she's doing well. She was a little angry at me for listening to the Walkman and laughing at Dave's jerk report in the middle of instructions by the nurse. And let me quickly, I want to thank you for filling in for me, Jimmy, and tell me who's going to be on your show tonight so I can start preparing.
Well, that's interesting that you'd ask, Adam. At the spelling, we have the Spelling Bee champion, that girl who won the Spelling Bee, and Larry the Cable Guy. Tad, you hear that? Larry the Cable Guy will be on. And a band called Him, they're here from Finland.
Have your producers drop the bios over at the hospital so I can bone up on them. I don't want to stumble tonight.
Adam, are you nervous at all?
I am.
You are?
I really am.
Are you sweating?
No, not yet, but I'm gonna.
What?
You want to hear the kids' heartbeats, by the way? They're hooked up to the machine.
Yeah, cool. Definitely. You
know, let me turn the volume up. I hope I don't hit the self-destruct button.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Do you hear that?
Wow. They have one heartbeat together, or are they in sync?
There's two. If they had one, it'd mean they were gay, Jimmy. That's sick.
Wow, that's something. That's almost as good as Don Johnson's heartbeat from the 80s.
Let me give a quick hospital observation, because, you know, I can't see anything without complaining about it.
Yeah.
You know, they put that wristband on you. They put one on Lynette, and they put one on me, and then they proceed to cut off the extra 26 inches that's hanging off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whose wrist is that big?
Tad.
No, I'm saying, John Goodman and Katie Couric's wrists are separated by about 7/8 of an inch. Nobody needs the extra 14 inches hanging off the wristband.
They must be wasting miles and miles of plastic every year with all that plastic that they cut off.
You know how many rainforests are being cut down for those wristbands?
I'm sure Lynette would love it if you took this opportunity to rail against it to the nurses.
Oh, don't worry. I got some choice words for them, and I haven't even gotten started on the gowns yet.
And not only that, but these wristbands, it seems like if you were to get an enormously obese person that came into the hospital, which does happen from time to time, they could just link two wristbands together in that case.
Yeah, like the Adalife or that thing that they do with the seatbelt when Stan has to fly commercially.
I'm sure Lynette is delighted to hear all this. Are you in the delivery room right now?
No, well, we're in the prep room.
Right.
Lynette's hooked up to the IV, got the kids' hearts pounding in the background. And let me say this to Damashek, because I know it's been an ongoing thing. I heard it earlier this morning. We got into the discussion about what language was appropriate for the air yesterday when we were talking about, I don't know if I can say it. It's going to get dumped out, but the name of the friend on the sitcom?
Yeah.
No, we can say it now.
No, you can say it now. Jack Silver said you can now. Although, ironically, we're now no longer allowed to say the word Jack on the air, but we are allowed to say the word boner on the air.
I went home and turned on a rerun of The Simpsons last night, and they did a joke about George Plimpton playing... Uh-oh, someone's giving me the stink eye. Playing the principal of the college... I got it again. Boner Academy.
Wait, who's giving you the stink eye over there?
I tell you, I really think that in hospitals...
You're supposed to be quiet?
Well, I think there's actually a paying job where they take women, postmenopausal women, with short cropped hair and bad frames, and ask them, walk up and down the hall, lean in, look like something horrible is going on in the room, then look disgusted and move on. I swear this woman is on rotation. Every 15 seconds she pokes her head in, gives a look like she smelled something bad, and then keeps going.
Adam, what time will the twins be born?
Twins will be born at 10 o'clock this evening. We wanted to get here early. Now, they should be born at like 7:30.
Wow.
Don't tell us what the names are, but have you settled on names yet?
We're going with Jack and Boner.
No, the girl will be Boner?
No. We haven't settled on a name yet, but we got checked in. The guy who checked us in was named Hardy.
Ooh.
And I thought, ooh.
Like the hamburger chain?
What's that? Yeah, like the burger chain.
Like the burger chain.
Hardy and Wendy.
We'll name the girl Wendy, right?
Yeah. Wow, that would be something. Yeah, that would definitely be fat. I mean, there's no getting around fat if your names are Hardy and Wendy.
Wait, Adam, can I ask you, has Lynette been sedated at all, or is she still wide awake?
Lynette has not been sedated. That's why she's giving me the stink eye, too.
Yes, she is.
She's nervous. Well, she's never been in the hospital before.
Well, she hasn't? Never?
No.
Oh, she's never been in as a patient before.
I don't know. Lynette, have you ever been to the hospital?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Well, tell her
we don't talk a lot.
Lay back. Lay back and enjoy it, you know?
Back and enjoy the ride, baby.
It's because it's a lot of fun.
Daddy will be right here talking to his radio show.
When you have a C-section, the vagina is not involved in the delivery, true?
They go in through it to make the incision, I hear. Seems like a waste of time to me, but no.
Yeah.
There is no, it is not. It is not involved with that.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I would like to come by the hospital and visit, but primarily my plan is to take some pictures of the children because they got a fortune for those Angelina Brangelina Pitt babies there. And, I mean, if they got $7 million for one baby... Mm. I think I could get $1 million for your two kids.
I would not donate any of the money
to charity.
And I would be more than happy to split it with you, Jimmy.
I wasn't really looking towards splitting it with you necessarily, but maybe, you know what I'll do? I'll make a small donation to the kids' college, junior college fund. And we'll do it like that. All right.
A bong is a terrible thing to waste. that should be the credo for the junior college fund.
Adam, when are you guys going to get out of the hospital?
I think, well, Lynette's not going to be out for about 3 or 4 days.
Oh, really? Wow, 3 or 4. I didn't know that. Three or four days.
Well, that's what they say, yeah. They say, like, Saturday or Sunday.
I thought nowadays they turned it around. It's like you went in the morning and you're out before lunch.
With C-sections, for some reason, they're saying, because Lynette is pointing out it's a major surgery.
Right. You'll be pointing that out for the rest of your life, by the way.
Yeah, 3 or 4 days is what they say.
I see. All right.
So, if anyone's up for poker this weekend.
Yeah. How much time will you be spending at the hospital? Will you be there all the time?
I'm going to leave in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then I'm going to honk the horn on Sunday morning, and Lynette will come out with the kids, I imagine.
I kind of figured that you might not have any names planned for the children, so I had the guys look up the top African-American baby names.
Fantastic.
And I thought maybe this... You're going to be shocked when you hear the top African-American baby names.
Really?
I mean, you're going to be shocked. You really are, honestly, because I know we don't think it's going to be Shaniqua and whatnot. And turns out it is. No,
the Brickishaw.
You want to hear them? The top...
Well, hold on, yeah. Jimmy. If you're going to dispel or squelch any stereotypes right now, I will hang up this phone.
Good day,
so
sir.
God.
All right, well, let me give them to you just for the hell of it, all right? The top 10 African-American baby names for a male. Xavier, number 10.
Ooh.
Josiah, number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan, number 8. James, number 7. Jeremiah, number 6. Jaden, number 5. Anthony, number 4. Joseph, number 3. Joshua, number 2. Josh. And the number 1.
Luther.
Isaiah.
Really?
Yeah.
Josiah is
mostly
the weirdest
biblical
one.
They were all biblical almost.
You know what? They're finally smartening up because Josh sounds a lot better when the bailiff calls it than DeQuell.
Where's the Shaquille? Where's the Kwame? Where's
the Plexico?
Where's the Plexico, for God's sake?
Antonio.
This is very disappointing. The top 10 female names: Jade, number 10. Ariana, number 9. Now we get into the Ania, number 8. Aaliyah, number 7. Actually, I may have these screwed up. Jada, Sarah, Destiny, Trinity at number 2. And at number 1... a name I've never heard before, Nevaeh.
That's the most popular name. That's ridiculous.
Why don't you just go with Isaiah and Nevaeh? I think that would be great if you picked the top African-American baby names.
Dunn and Dunn.
All right, very good.
I don't mean I'm going to do that. I mean I'm going to name them Dunn and Dunn. In fact, notice how he numbered his list.
And it was effective. I couldn't wait to hear what was number 1.
Yep, there you go. Very simple thing. All right, Adam, well, please give Lynette our love, and we'll check back in with you when the little ones actually arrive, all right?
I will call the second they arrive.
All right, very good. Adam Carolla reporting from the hospital. Oh, we never found out if he's going to be in the delivery room.
He would be.
We'll find out later. I don't want to pressure him into anything.
He's going to be in there.
Yep.
He's going to cut the cords, even though he says he wasn't going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to cry. He's going to have the hat trick.
I agree with you completely, Dave Damashek. We're going to take a break. Let me give out the telephone number if people want to call. It's 866-901-ADAM. We have many things in store today. Joe Rogan will be here. He's been fist fighting with contestants on Fear Factor and fighting on the internet with random strangers. We got to hear that Paris Hilton song because she's got a new single out. We're going to hear that. We have a sneak preview and also another sneak preview of Rocky VI, the movie, which one of the staff members here saw last night. Teresa, what's in the news before we go?
Well, you may remember Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend disappeared. He's back.
He's back.
He's back, and I'll tell you where he is. Also, a frightening new way to catch herpes. I'll tell you so you can avoid it. That and some stuff about Hillary Clinton.
All right, we'll be right back.
The Adam Carolla Show. Call 866-901-ADAM.
Hey, this is Phil Hendry. You are listening to one of the most brilliant raconteurs. One of the most great... Hey, this is Phil Hendry. You're listening to a man who...
slept with my wife. And yet, I enjoy his radio program, Adam Carolla. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. This cat can bowl. Adam Carolla. Hi, I'm Phil Hendry. Are we even getting close to anything here?
Stay right here. There's more coming up. The Adam Carolla Show. What? Coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show, Adam's live at the hospital because his wife is about to have the twins. We'll check in with them. The drunk tree mascot's going to stumble into the studio.
I think I'm going to need a bucket.
And Fear Factor's Joe Rogan. Now back to Jimmy Kimmel on the Adam Carolla Show.
How about that? You made that specially for me. Thank you so much. Jimmy Kimmel sitting in for Adam. Again, Adam is at the hospital. Let's take a quick couple of calls, if we could, because we got a couple of things. I ran the top African-American baby names by Adam, who's looking for names for his son and daughter, which will arrive this morning. And Nevaeh is the top female African-American baby name. Jack is on the phone from Fresno, and Jack says he knows the origin of the name. I've never heard, I've never met a person named Nevaeh. Jack?
Well, I've never met a person named Nevaeh either, but I've been hearing a lot about it, and believe it or not, it's heaven spelled backwards. Oh.
Is that? Wow, you're right. Wow, that's weird. It's heaven spelled backwards. It's like maybe Oprah and the Harpo thing is what brought this on.
Could be.
Is it good?
Exactly.
Do you want really the reverse of heaven for your child?
Might as well call it Leah. Call him hell backwards.
Well, very interesting. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate
it. As far as the name for Adam's kids, you know, I think he should really keep it safe and simple. Call the kids Pan Pan.
What? Right. They're not pandas.
That's Nap Nap backwards, right?
Easily. Well, yeah, after that crazy guy trying to sell you guys all those knives a while back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I thought you were going for the Nap Nap joke, but thank you for that obscure reference. All right, very good. We got another call. Marv here in Los Angeles. Marv, you know why Adam will not be in the delivery room?
Yes, because when you have a C-section, that's a major surgery. They open her up and, you know, you can't have people in there. You need a sterile environment. I'm a father of twins, and when my twins were born, the first one was natural. The second one, they got an arm and a leg and the cord down, so they had to do the C-section, and they booted me out right away.
That may have been just you, Mar, because everyone's shaking their heads around here.
That's not true. They told Carolla. I know. Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, that the doctors told him that he could be in there and cut the cord.
Marv, why do you think they kicked you specifically out of the delivery room?
Well, it was an emergency. They were supposed to be both of them natural, and then
what year was this?
The second 1984.
Well, maybe that, you know, they probably, it's 22 years ago, they probably figured it out now, and they probably just laminate you and send you in there so you'd be sterile also.
Well, they were training this guy. He was a OB guy from San Bernardino County Hospital.
Fascinating. Thanks for calling, Mark. Get into the guy's medical history. All right, let's do a little bit of, news. And Teresa, you'll be happy to know that Ed is on the phone from Las Vegas. Ed, you want to do what, Ed?
Hey, Adam.
No, this is not Adam. It's Jimmy Philly, and Adam's having a baby, two babies today. Ed? All right, thanks for calling, Ed. What happened there? I didn't think I touched anything, did I? I'm sorry. Teresa, I broke your momentum. Let's pretend that never happened. And once again, Teresa Strasser with the news.
Thank you. The Senate is debating a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage. President Bush has been supporting the ban. New York Senator Hillary Clinton has not. Here she is.
It is unfortunately on the list for the political machine of the White House and the Republican majority. They didn't sign up for the mean-spirited divisiveness that goes after gays and lesbians, that tries to make it, you know, somehow a, you know, political issue as to the life you lead and who you are.
Oh. Let me say this in defense of President Bush. How else are we going to distract everyone from all the other terrible things he screwed
up? Right. I mean, do you want people to focus on the very unpopular war?
No, let's keep Siegfried and Roy single.
Exactly. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. And maybe one day they'll have beautiful twins of their own.
Exactly. They could name them
and a tiger will eat them.
In entertainment news, almost a year ago, you may remember this story. Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend mysteriously disappeared on a fishing trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then shortly thereafter, reports surfaced that he was in an ugly legal battle with his ex-wife. Well, now, four separate witnesses are claiming to have seen the 48-year-old photographer in Mexico. The investigation into his disappearance is still open, and Olivia Newton-John has not commented on the reported sightings.
Wow, because she was on, like, the Today Show or something, crying.
Yeah. And,
I mean, I don't think she's faking it.
No, it's legit.
This son of a bitch, first of all.
What a jerk. Put it on the report.
As a 38-year-old man who grew up really just learning about his body thanks to Olivia Newton-John and that outfit she wore at the end of Grease, I can't imagine leaving, abandoning Olivia Newton-John like that. Even now, she's like, what, almost probably 60 years old. She looks fantastic. What? Wow, she must be a pain in the ass.
No. Yeah, exactly.
She's got to be sweet.
What about the fact you prefer, at the end of Grease, you prefer whore Olivia Newton-John to clean
cut? I like it all. I like it all.
Both are good.
Yeah, both are good. But it is nice. It's a real charge for you when you're a teenager and you get to see that.
I don't like the message. Those pants were tight. Yeah.
Wow, she's going to be pissed when she gets a hold of him. That's what they should put on TV. When he disappeared. I read this article, by the way. He owed, they're talking about this child support thing. Do you know how much he owed in child support? Like $800 a month. This is not a major, this was a tad type cost. Sorry, Dad. But $800 a month, you think with the proceeds from this wonderful song, Xanadu, which is, by the way, probably where he was hiding. Xanadu.
Xanadu, Mexico. It's right on the coast.
You'd think that that alone could have covered the cost, but apparently not.
Well,
wow.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think she was recovering from breast cancer. Right.
Maybe that's
when he
it was. Maybe that's why he left.
I would put him number 3 on the jerk report, which will now be numbered, right?
Well, we'll hope so. In the future, Dave will start numbering the jerk report, but it certainly seems like he warrants a place on it. And I would like to say this to Miss Olivia Newton-John and the entire Newton-John family, especially the female segment. If you, if you're looking for some companionship in this difficult time, I would be more than happy to accommodate you.
Is there an open invitation for Olivia Newton-John to go on Jimmy Kimmel Live?
Sure, absolutely.
And discuss
absolutely.
How she feels about this jerk?
She doesn't even have to talk about that, you know? If she just wants to make out or something by the beach, I would be happy to do that as well.
What Fair is enough. The message of Grease, too, by the way? Is that if you're a nice girl, you don't get the fella, but if you turn into a filthy whore,
That is the message.
That's terrible. What I took from terrible. It.
That's the exact message of Grease, and it's an important message for children to learn.
Well, speaking of paradigm-shifting music, Paris Hilton's new song, Stars Are Blind,
yeah,
has been leaked on the internet. We have it here for you.
Paris Hilton is leaking. This really is it. This is Stars Are Blind.
Yes, it's got a reggae-tinged beat to
I'm
it.
I'm going
to
admit something. I don't think it's bad. I really.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Well, you know what? Her voice is not great, but it's no worse than most everyone else's.
Let's see.
Got a nice, the tide is high, tide beat to it.
Little blonde.
Like to have sex with everyone. I like to set this, keep it going because this is nice.
I like it.
I like to see her sex video along with this bouncy little music video as well, you know?
It's like a sweet song for something so disturbing.
Let's hear the chorus. Hit that. Yeah, let's hear it. And I'm satisfied. Oh, no. Even though the gods are crazy. Even though the stars are blind. If you show me real love, baby, I'll show you mine. That's not bad.
I don't know what it means, stars are blind.
It doesn't mean anything. She's an idiot, but it sounds okay. I mean, it's what they've done, basically, is they've taken Paris Hilton. They said, say this exactly right here. But it sounds like she's kind of on key, and I'm sure the video will be filthy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you're on record as saying this is a decent song.
I'm on record as saying this is one of the best songs I've ever heard. It sounds all right. I mean, you'd expect, it's disappointing, really, because you're hoping for, what was that Kevin Federline song?
That was something.
Zunubu, or what is it
called? Powlow or something?
Popo Zao.
Yes, Popo Zao.
Popo Zao, but this is no Popo Zao.
No, it's
you
not.
You Huey Lewis on the news?
How dare you? How dare you? Huey Lewis, by the way, will be joining me on the program triumphantly and in concert with Chicago here in Los Angeles and all over in many of the markets. He'll be on my show next Tuesday.
Jimmy, or, are you a fan?
Wednesday, rather.
Wednesday. Are you a fan of Last Comic Standing?
I hate it.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, but go ahead and talk about it.
Perhaps I'll skip my next
one. No, don't skip it. Go ahead.
20 comedians competed last night to get into the finals. Here's a gal I like, Roz. Uh-oh.
Supervisors always asking you stupid questions. Why are you always late for work? Because it makes the day go faster.
Baby! Why do you hate the show?
It's sad to me because you see these veteran comics, people that are really good, really talented, humiliating themselves by joining, you know, this group of lunatics. And then people that, you know, I mean, people that I see at the Improv and people that are veteran, solid comics, they get rejected by this show. And then somebody like that fan winds up winning it and you never see him again. It just seems like they don't pick the best people,
yes,
to be on
agreed.
The show.
Yes, agreed. There were some very funny people that did not move through to the final five. It was upsetting. Perhaps I'll never report on it again.
Yeah, well, listen, go ahead. But I personally don't care for the show. But I know there are those that do. I like to see the bad. I would watch a show that was
bad
just all
standard.
The terrible
That's
comics.
Right. That's what's enjoyable about
That's
it.
That's the
right.
fun part.
The
but they go right by it. They go too fast.
A New York City woman went in for an $8 eyebrow wax and ended up with suspicious lesions near her eyebrows. It turns out she caught herpes simplex 1 and believes the salon is responsible. According to a doctor at Cornell, it is actually possible to get herpes from an eyebrow wax.
Really? If she could get herpes from an eyebrow wax, Adam could actually get AIDS from that with that giant eyebrow of his.
He should be concerned.
Herpes from an eyebrow wax.
Yes. By the way, I'm canceling all bikini waxes.
Where was the eyebrow? Is the eyebrow on her private parts?
No, it was...
No?
It was right above her eye.
Right above her eye. All right.
Yeah. She got the lesions and now the case is going to trial.
Nice.
Now, you may have heard about the Brad Pitt Angelina baby photos.
I didn't. No, they had one?
Yeah. You didn't...
Oh, my God. That's so great. Really?
Yeah. I mean, sure, it was buried on using a page 23 of every newspaper.
Yeah.
It's all Corolla talk. That's
how much did they get for those photos?
Okay. Well, here's the deal. They got about $4.1 million from People magazine, and reports are they got about the same from a British weekly called Hello. Well, the cover of that magazine, Hello Magazine, has Brad, Angie, and the baby, and it's already been leaked onto several internet sites.
Yeah. We played it on the show last night. I like that they spent $4 million on it and we got it for free. Although they're saying maybe that wasn't the baby. Who the hell knows, though? They're babies. They look exact. I mean,
how can you tell? I thought it was a cute baby. I looked it up.
Well, sure. Of course it was a cute baby. They're not going to put an ugly baby if they're faking the picture. Plus, Brad and Angelina, they're incapable. If they had an ugly baby, the world would end.
I know.
Like, poor... You remember when Billy Joel had the kid with...
Yes, Alexis.
Christie Brinkley.
Yeah.
And Alexa Ray.
The kid got a little bit older and then you saw that she was going to look like Billy, and it was a very sad thing. And I think they actually locked the child away and maybe changed the kid's name and sent her to another country because I have not seen Alexa Ray
in several years.
Is she
in Mexico with Olivia Newton-John's boyfriend?
She might be.
All right, a 54-year-old Canadian man needed a light. He really needed a light, so he walked into a business and he asked for one, only the business was a police station. And the man needed a light for his half-filled crack pipe. He was probably arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance.
Stupid crack guys.
It's weird that somebody on crack would make a bad decision.
Yeah, you don't expect that from them. May he rest in peace.
God bless his soul. Apprentice winner Sean.
He's in hell, by the way. He's not. I know people have the idea that all celebrities go to heaven no matter what they do, but Rick James is in hell.
You're pretty sure?
He's roasting in hell right now. In fact, they're roasting him with a crack pipe in hell. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
God bless him anyway.
Sweet irony.
Apprentice winner Sean is now engaged to fellow season 5 contestant Tammy. They met on the show, and obviously these reality show relationships usually do go the distance. So I wish them well. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Wow. In stereo.
Unplugged.
That's awesome. the originator of the magnificent intro. Let's go to the national pastime. Orange County Halos beat the Rays of Tampa Bay. Oakland, athletically superior to the Tribe.
So what are they now? What is it? Only 100 no. more games left.
Oh, no.
Are they 500?
I wanted you to feel comfortable.
I thought I was going to get a two-day break.
No. Oh, sorry,
dang.
You didn't.
Mariners over the Twinks, the senior circuit. Dodgers dumped the New York Metropolitans. Big story from that game. Bums closer. Eric Gagne got his first save in almost a year. Arizona Snakes, meantime, got whipped by the Phillies. Padres shut out by the beer makers. Gigantics beat the Florida Fish. You know, we're 2 days away now from World Cup. Very exciting. I am actually going to tune in. I don't care what any American says. I'm looking forward to it. A listener, Sean Long, wrote in to give me a few more names to whet my appetite. Forget about Chichu and Tamu. That's yesterday's news. Listen to some of these names. Holland has a player. Rafael Vandervaart. AC Milan, Brazil, plays Kaká.
What? His name is Kaká?
Kaká.
He plays for Brazil?
How do you spell Kaká?
K-A-K-A.
That's Kaká. That's not Kaká. That's Kaká.
He's got the little accent on the second
syllable. Is he fast? Because then he gets the runs.
I see.
Gold, Kaká.
Here's your best one, though. Kaká is dynamite. The Czechoslovakians have a guy named Thomas Ufa Lucy.
Really?
Ooh la la.
Ufa Lucy.
Hey, there's a report. We just
Ufa Lucy.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to be on cloud nine. Now, Clippers. This is the weirdest thing. The Clippers had a spike in merchandise, their merchandise, 137%. By far and away, the biggest jump in for any NBA team. This in spite of the fact that their own players don't even know what a Clipper is.
I'm Sean Livingston. I'm point guard from the Los Angeles Clippers, and I came from Peoria High School in Illinois.
All right. Let's start out with an easy one. What is a Clipper?
Wow. I don't know. That's something that I'm still trying to figure out. Everybody, you know, says the barbershop, but I know it's not that, so. Wrong one to ask.
Nautical theme. Yeah. Started out in San Diego. Why don't you go ahead and just take a guess?
No, I wasn't born.
If you weren't born for something, then of course.
What the hell is a Laker while you're at it? And by the way, if they jumped 137% in jersey sales, that means they went from 11 to 18 jerseys sold, or, you know, 25 jerseys sold in a year because nobody was wearing Clippers crap. I wonder where they rank on the real list, because they have a horrible. The white and the red and the blue, it's nothing you want to buy.
If anyone from the Clippers wishes to contact me, I have some wonderful ideas for uniform design. That's right, I do, as a matter of fact. Now, NBA Finals, 5-0-0 tomorrow. Dallas, Texas, the scene. Shaq Fu, Dirk Nowitzki, Dwayne Wade, Mark Cuban, et al. Mark Cuban, by the way, will be on the show tomorrow, as will Bill Walton, to break it down for us. But Shaq Fu was talking about what the key to his relationship with Dwayne Wade has been versus his prior ones with Penny Hardaway and a guy named Kobe.
I called Dwayne. So I told him, I said, listen, this is what happened in Orlando with me and what you call. This is what happened in L.A. with me and what you call. None of that could happen between me and you.
Kobe Bryant reduced to a candy bar name. Whatchamacallit.
Yeah.
So in other words, Dwayne Wade, do not accuse me of paying a woman off after after sex. That's to the police. That's the message to Dwayne.
And lastly, the mayors, they always have to make a bet on these finals. So the Dallas mayor and the Miami mayors have made their bets. So lame. Miami's bet is if they lose, stone crabs and Cuban food. The of course, Dallas, cowboy boots and Tex-Mex food is the bet. Just once, I would like a mayor to be so confident to say, let's make a bet. $78,000.
That would be great. It would be even simpler, though, if they did. If the bet was like, you have to French kiss a man if you're like, you have to French kiss another man, preferably the coach of the losing team. Like, if Miami loses, the mayor of Miami and Pat Riley have to touch tongues and really go at it. That would be something to see. And who cares what they get to eat?
Laura Miller and Manny Diaz?
Yeah, you lose a bet and then you have to eat good food? Is that a punishment?
Yeah.
Well, no, you lose the bet, you don't get the food. You don't get anything. Yeah.
Dave Damashek's number one sports
That was the number two sports right there, Dave, I have to say. We're going to, again, Adam is at the hospital. If you're just tuning in, this is Jimmy Kimmel filling in for him. We're going to check in with him in hopefully the delivery room, although he claims that for some reason he's decided it is emasculine to enter the delivery room, although I would bet anything that Adam will be in there at the very least to look at and touch the equipment and to complain as much as possible. We'll check in with Adam in a minute. Drunken Tree Mascot is going to be with us in a moment as well, so stick around, won't you? Thanks.
There's more coming up.
Adam Carolla.
The Adam Carolla Show.
What is it spell, though? Adam Carolla.
She got drunk in her costume. She smells like a bar room. Kicked out of Stanford. Drunk tree mascot.
I think I may need a bucket.
She's completely loaded. Her beer gut is bloated. She'll screw you for a quarter. Drunk tree mascot.
Champagne makes me fart.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Drunken Tree Mascot is actually roaming around the hall. Wow. I've never met the Drunken Tree Mascot in person, but a beautiful young lady.
Jimmy, this is Aaron.
Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Adam Carolla, who is having babies this morning.
Adam.
We're going to check in with him in a moment. Hello there, Aaron. How are you?
What happened to you?
I'm not Adam. Adam is
Just listen to me, because I've been through it. I've gained weight. I've lost weight.
Yeah.
It's like, just because your wife is gaining weight doesn't mean that you have the license to take, like, you know, like a little bit of something. Smaller portion.
Yeah, but you don't understand. I'm not Adam. Never mind.
She's a mess again. How many times have we talked about the drinking?
Yeah.
It's not acceptable.
All over the studio, too. Not just one microphone, but using all of them.
That a human body is mostly made up of water.
Yeah.
Damn the dork.
It's not Adam.
He's not Jimmy.
He
isn't
Kimmel.
Here. Yeah. Oh, look at that. A beer at this hour? That is.
Well, yeah. You gotta pick yourself up somehow.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Well, now, why are you here this morning, Aaron? What is your purpose here today?
Well, I rolled over and I heard the radio's on it, and that we're getting pretty close here in the hospital to these babies coming out.
Yeah,
and I put these microphones in the hospital.
We're not
actually
in the hospital now. We're in the radio station, in the same station that you normally come to. Adam is in the hospital, but Adam is not here.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, in the hospital, which didn't have a lot of security anyway.
Uh-huh.
My point is, I forgot.
Didn't you want to become Adam's nanny at one
That's
point?
That's it.
Thank
that
you, was your
Chelsea.
Point.
Well, no, it's not Chelsea.
Okay, well,
we've met many times.
Oh, you bitch. Oh, what was that?
Okay. It's just a sound effect. Don't worry about it.
I know these babies are on their way.
Yeah, they are on
like,
their way.
This position is probably getting down to the wire.
Yeah.
And I want to be a nanny because I think I'd be a beautiful mommy.
Because
if I had a baby, I would walk it. And we've already been through it.
Yeah.
But, so that's it. I'm coming on to prove my case.
Have you ever done any babysitting before?
No, not
you
really.
Have you been around babies? You have.
I wasn't the primary caretaker at the time.
What?
I wasn't the primary kintinker.
You were around. Whose babies were you around?
I don't know. Whosever they were. I was in a park.
Yeah. All right. So you've been to the park. All right. So that's not bad. You got a little bit
Are
of experience.
Are you high, Adam?
No, Adam. I'm not Adam, but we do have another candidate for
dangerous.
The nanny position.
Jimmy, I don't know if you've heard, but we have another, as you say, finalist for the position. I think her name's Cassandra. She goes to San Diego State. Mm-hmm. She did not take any other summer job because she's been banking on this one.
Really? To become Adam's nanny. Yes. Well, let's put her on the telephone.
She's competing with Aaron for the job.
Hi, what? Cassandra. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, thank you.
Yeah. Ew. Time to be quiet.
What'd you say to me?
Ew.
You should know now that that Drunken Tree mascot is also interested in the job.
Yeah. Drunken Tree mascot may be interested, but I talked to Adam, and Adam doesn't want her.
Hey. Now, I talked to Adam, too, and he was like, the new roasted panino.
You don't even know who Adam is. You don't even know who Adam is.
Aaron, hold on for 1 second, because I would like to, because I actually live right down the block from Adam, and so it's important to me that he has a good nanny, too, because this is somebody that I'll be dealing with a lot.
Do you want to deal with her? No, you don't.
Well, I haven't decided, but tell me a little bit about yourself, if you would.
Slut hut.
Okay, I'm Puerto Rican. Hey, be quiet. I'm Puerto Rican.
You live in a slut hut.
But Puerto Ricans technically become Mexicans when they cross the Mississippi River, true?
Yeah, no, we're not.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay, all right.
She lives in the Mississippi River. She can't take care of this child.
No, she doesn't. She lives in San Diego. You're, what are you studying there in San Diego?
Nursing.
Nursing? Oh,
yes,
that's good.
I'm going to become an RN.
Oh,
so
well, that's very good.
That's a plus in Cassandra's column.
And I speak sign language, and babies can sign before they can speak their
Not
first
Adam's
word.
Kids. They won't be signing.
Oh, okay.
Adam can barely sign his own name.
I've said this before, and I will say it again. I am willing to breastfeed.
Yeah. All right. Are you willing, Cassandra, to breastfeed the children?
I don't think you're able to do that unless you have your own babies.
Well, I'll lactate.
You know what? That's
I'll
a negative
there.
Attitude. You can do anything you set your mind to.
I'm trying to.
Wow.
You're trying to. Now, tell us about yourself physically, which is really the most important consideration.
Well, I'm little. I'm 5'2". Mm-hmm. I weigh 115. Mm-hmm. My measurements are 34C, 28, 36. I am not flat.
Flat?
And, I'm curvy.
Uh-huh.
I'm Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, oh, I anorexic, too, I might be another word to use.
I have medium-length dark hair.
Medium-length hair?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's the most important thing, the length of your hair.
Yeah, it's like, it's curly, but sometimes I strain it.
You're fugly.
Now, for a 5'2"
really
woman, 34C... That we're talking about enormous
that's top
breasts.
Heavy.
Yeah,
top
good,
heavy.
Right?
Boobies!
It's almost a physics problem.
And yet you're not willing to use them to feed these children.
I don't think
First off, you can't trust Puerto Ricans.
Aaron.
Now,
it's
Aaron.
Aaron.
Tree mascot. I think you really. I don't want to play
card.
Favorites. I think. Listen. I think it's a little too chaotic. I think you create a little too chaotic an environment for twins.
And if
you're
the mascot, you're not representing the show very well with that kind of talk.
Cassandra,
give me a jar of pickles.
Yeah.
Can you trust Puerto Ricans? Can people trust Puerto Ricans?
You can.
See that?
You can. I'm not gonna get drunk around the baby.
You will not get drunk around the baby.
I'm not gonna be trying to like. Ooh. Walk them when they can't even sit.
You put them on a leash. It's not that hard.
See, that's terrible.
Yeah,
there's
I
no
agree
dogs.
With you. Now, you will not get drunk around the baby, but what about around Adam? I mean, Adam's wife, his beautiful wife, Lynette, is going to be going through a bit of a recovery period, and this is not just about taking care of the children.
Yeah.
This is also about taking care of the husband who works
exactly,
so hard.
Yeah, exactly, which is my main reason to become a nanny. But don't tell Lynette that.
So your main reason...
I'm trying to get at Adam.
Don't worry, Lynette is heavily sedated right now, and this is a great time to admit
two of us.
That you would indeed...
I've been trying to get at Adam ever since he was on Loveline.
You have.
I started liking him when I was 15,
mm-hmm.
and I used to live close to where he used to do his show.
Yeah.
But I could never go. Like, I would,
Okay, so you would be...
Yeah.
In a way, I'd feel safer having Drunken Dream Mask, I think.
Yeah, what is this?
I didn't want to say that.
Nightmare on Cassandra Street.
Cassandra.
can I ask Aaron a question? Aaron, can you just... Let me just ask you a serious question. If
Please,
you do,
Barbara.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's Teresa.
Yeah.
If you do breastfeed the babies, breastfeeding mothers cannot drink.
Oh, see?
Well, I'm getting the milk from Breska.
Uh-huh.
Let's be honest about it.
Okay.
I'm chubby or I'm a lesbian.
You're getting
give
the
me
milk.
Just a jar of pickles. I will arrest you, and then I will, whatever you do after that.
Yeah, Breska, now you will be actually lactating for the children? Now they're fighting. Now Drunken Dream Mascot and Breska are physically
attacking each other. I gave you the chance to be the mascot.
You wait here, I will mace you.
Cassandra, have you ever met Adam?
No, but I want to meet him.
Okay, so you're not a stalker then, because you never sought him out.
See, I didn't want to say that because I knew you guys would think that.
Slap. Yeah.
Yes.
So, so don't tell Adam that.
Another beer, huh?
I'm just trying to, like,
I don't think Adam cares as long as the measurements add up correctly. Yeah. Because you know how it goes on the radio. People exaggerate a little and make themselves...
She always tells me I have to lose 20 pounds, which I can't.
Adam tells you to lose 20 pounds?
Yeah, like the first time I called, he's like, well, first of all, you need to lose 20 pounds.
Well, how much do you love these babies? I mean, if you really love these...
Yeah. Well, if I lost 20 pounds, I'd be 95 pounds.
Yeah, that is, he's right. That is too, that's, but maybe you lose.
No, that's only 10, right? You said you're 115?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I don't. I don't feel like I can make the final decision, but I think Adam has two very excellent candidates. And I'm going to say this. There's two babies here. There's no reason we couldn't have two nannies.
One
There's no reason at all.
I swear I'll be good. I'll totally be here.
Cassandra wants the little boy. Aaron, a Drunken Tree Girl, would you take the little girl? Little girl Corolla?
Sure.
All right, we got a deal then. We got two nannies for Adam.
Yay.
It sounds like the worst sitcom ever. My two nannies. All right. Well, thank you very much, Cassandra. I'm going to put a good word in for you.
Okay,
and I'll,
thank you so
we'll
much.
Keep the whole sex with Adam thing quiet from Lynette, all right?
Thank you so much.
And what was I going to tell you?
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to tell me. I have no way of knowing that. How could I ever know what you were going to tell me?
Don't tell him that I'm a stalker. Don't tell him that.
Oh, you are a stalker.
No, I'm not.
But you are in love with him, kind of.
I am. I'm very much. Well, I'm more in love with him.
All right. Well, he loves... That's perfect.
Why don't you meet us down at the police station, honey? We'll
all right. Very good. Thanks to Cassandra in San Diego. We'll be in touch with you very soon. Okay. I may need a nanny. Who knows, you know? Yeah. Maybe I'll adopt something.
Your kids are like in high
school. All right. But well, you know what? Somebody needs to drive them to school and then come back and have sex with me. thank you, Cassandra. Aaron, Drunken Tree Girl, thank you so much.
It's
great to meet you in person. You're
nice to meet you.
Lovely
again.
Woman, and any family would be happy to have you as their nanny. Our phone number here is 866-901-ADAM, ADAM. It's Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Adam Carolla. When we come back, we're going to play What Can't Adam Complain About Without... I don't know how we're going to do this without Adam, but we are going to do it. I don't know, but I tell you what, we're going to figure it out during this commercial break, and when we come back, good times. Also, a review of Rocky 6 coming up.
And also, so we can play What Can't Adam Complain About, we need callers. We need things like Adam has complained about dolphins.
You're right.
Big
you're right.
Boobs, beer, so on and
again,
so
again, 866-901-ADAM is the telephone number, and we'll be right back. The Adam Carolla Show.
You got a question for Def Rat Guy?
I got a buddy that's throwing a 3-kegger on Friday night. I got to go to traffic school on Saturday morning at 7:30.
Pull it all night up. Where does it say in the U.S. Constitution that there's a law against going to traffic school with it?
The Adam Carolla Show.
All right, so what do? You call in, you throw out a topic, I complain about
it. You cannot complain about Def Rat Guy overhearing you talk about him.
I am a fan of Def Rat Guy, but Def Rat Guy is a fan of himself. He has a sense of entitlement. He really looks at himself as the entire program. He looks at us as merely players in the Def Rat Guy morning show.
A sensual massage that includes a happy ending.
That's great when you get a chick. But when you get hooked up with a dude and you force him to give you the happy release, it is uncomfortable.
All right, that's Adam Carolla. This is Jimmy Kimmel filling in. Adam is at the hospital where his wife, Lynette, has gone under the knife. She's having twins today. They're having a boy and a girl. I'm filling in. And we're going to hear from Adam in a little while and hopefully find out what he's decided to name these kids already. But in the meantime, we're going to carry on with What Can't Adam... what is this? Complain About? Our phone number is 866-901-ADAM. Drunken Tree Mascot, I thought you left.
Look fat.
No, I'm not. Well,
but
first of all,
can I say something on an upside?
Yeah.
Lot quicker on the wit.
No, thank you.
You think Adam's gotten funnier?
I don't know what you went to clown school or something.
That's very nice of you to say. I appreciate that.
Run away from me.
But Drunken Tree Mascot has re-entered the studio. Drunken Tree, you do an Adam Carolla imitation, true?
Yeah, I do. I do. It goes like this. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
The new roasted panino.
That's it?
I can describe what's on the sandwich if you want.
All right, a Quiznos sandwich. Yeah, okay. All right, well, we're going to do this, and help me out, and we're going to do what can't Adam complain about. Cue the music.
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
We will begin with Alfred in Downey. Hello, Alfred. What would you like to hear Adam complain about?
The Who.
The Who?
Yes, the Who.
Here's the thing about the Who. Great band, but who decided they'd turn into a TV theme song with the CSI? All of a sudden, Bob O'Reilly is up there with the theme from Growing Pains. The Who.
And what's with that confusing name of that song? They don't say Bob O'Reilly anywhere in the song.
Why would you name a song after something that's not even in the lyrics?
The Who. Who brought this new roasted panino? Delicious.
All right, very good. Next call, and we've got pepper. Rebecca from Las Vegas. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, thank you. What can Adam complain about?
How can anyone complain about Teresa's vagina?
Oh.
Teresa Strasser
smelled it?
Well, that's not. You got to do it as Adam, drunken tree mascot, because that's. Let me begin. I say, you know, we hear so much about Teresa's vagina. Where is it? I've never seen it. It's like the Osama bin Laden of vaginas already. Bring it out. Let's see. Show your face.
It's in a
pussies.
Cave.
Yeah. Tastes like the new roasted panino.
Yeah, well.
With provolone cheese made to order.
There you go.
And the cheese doesn't get on the crust and screw up the crust.
Next up, Rebecca from Fresno, Adam. California. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello.
What can't Adam complain about this morning?
How can you complain about the last day of school before summer break?
You know what? When you're a kid, the last day of school is a great day. You hear that bell ring, sounds something like this. You get out, you feel like the whole world is ahead of you. You got so much to look forward to. And then you're sitting in the garage at your stepmother's house, and you're scouring the place for a bag of Cheetos. There's nothing to eat. There's nothing to do. The cable is out. Your parents are too goddamn cheap to get HBO. And you realize you got 3 months of this in the roasting heat in Van Nuys. You're probably going to wind up cleaning carpets for the rest of your life. But if you're lucky, you'll go to junior college. The hell with the last day of school. I say, Adam something.
How say you, fish tank?
How say you?
How say you, fish tank?
All right.
That's my damn the deke.
Mark in Seattle. Mark, what can Adam complain about?
How could you possibly complain about a stop sign in the road?
No problem complaining about stop sign. Who are they to tell me? Who is the government to tell me when I can when I should stop and when I should go? And by the way, if you're going to have a stop sign, what about a go sign? How can we never see any go signs? Never tell us, just go. Just go right ahead. Now, always stop.
All the government wants is your money. They're just looking to get tickets so that you get in trouble, have to give their money. That's all they care about. That's all you have to know.
I hate stop signs. I hate stop signs with bottom of my heart. Unless, of course, there's new roasted panino on top. Sitting up there all day. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
All right. Next up, Janet from San Francisco. Janet, what can Adam complain about?
Well, I want to say Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, that's a good. All right.
Should be interesting.
Jimmy Kimmel. Who does this guy think he is? Handsome, funny, smart. It's too much already. Listen, the rest of us are only human. Who does this guy, where does he get off? Where does he come from? I tell you something. I've seen the guy naked. Nothing to look at. Nothing to see there. Like looking at a goat with its pants off. Anything, drunk tree?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You're Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Right. Here comes the emotional embrace. Thank you, Dr. Tree Mascot.
That was What Can't Adam Complain About?
I feel like I've been raped, and I have. All
well,
right,
some
thank you.
Probably as Aaron.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Drunken Tree Mascot, who's been thrown out of the studio right now. A beautiful lady. We're going to take a break. Our phone number, again, if you want to chime in on any topic at all, 866-901-ADAM. When we come back, one of the folks here at the show got to see Rocky VI, an early cut of Rocky VI last night, and we're going to hear all about the elderly Sylvester Stallone taking on Wilford Brimley, right, his opponent?
Right, I think, or is it Ned Beatty?
And I don't know. And also, we're going to hear from Adam, if God willing, everything's going well there at the hospital. We'll be right back. Jimmy Kimmel in for Adam Carolla.
I am a celebrity. Yes, a C-lister, but a celebrity. I will have a couple of children. If I, at any point, 2 years from now, decide I'm going to sit down and pen myself a children's book,
right.
I want you to attack me with a folding chair.
There's a lot more coming up, so stay here, or there, or wherever you are. Just don't change the station. It's the Adam Carolla Show. Let's check Adam's voicemail on the Adam Carolla Show.
Crazy, dude. Crazy. Man. Oh, hi, Adam. This is Brian from New York. I'm listening to you on the internet, and had a question regarding if your show's ever going to come live out here, syndicated in New York. Sure like to hear you over here. Thanks for the good times in the morning, and look forward to listening to your shows.
Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Scintillating little piece of production there, and the man responsible for it is here with us. Nothing more interesting than hearing a guy say he wishes the show was on in New York. Mike Dawson is here. Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Adam Carolla. We're going to talk to Adam in a little while. He's having his twin babies right now, or at least I think his wife is going to have them this time around. But we have an interesting thing here because I came in this morning, and Mike said that you saw what movie last night?
I saw Rocky VI, but it's called Rocky Balboa.
It's called Rocky Balboa?
Yeah.
There's no number with it?
No number at all.
Really? Wow, that's interesting. This is the movie that many jokes have been made about. In fact, I think we have the, do we have that? We have a little bit of, we have a little bit of audio from the film Rocky VI.
It's an advanced movie trailer.
This Christmas, Rocky is 60. Fighting for his life.
Hey, you're Adrian. I'm dead.
Rocky VI. Rocky Drops Dead.
Oh, I thought you said it was called Rocky Balboa. It's actually called Rocky Drops Dead?
Yeah.
That would be a great title for the movie. How did it happen that you got to see it?
A friend of mine works for MGM.
Is he supposed to be showing this to you?
No, they did it inside the MGM kind of studio building. It was a theater with about 50 seats, maybe, and a bunch of guys who are really just way too important for themselves all standing around.
Why did they ask you to come to it?
My friend got the tickets, said it's an advanced screening. She said I was the first one she thought of. You want to go see Rocky? And I said, yeah.
Did you have to fill out a comment card or something?
Yeah, I did.
And what did you tell us? Well, first of all, tell us what the movie's about.
Wait a second. Before we get to that.
Yeah.
Before I don't know that you're worthy of even having seen this. Did you enjoy the previous Rocky picture?
That's a good question.
Oh yeah, dude.
You
love Rocky.
Them.
Rocky is a superhero.
One, of course, is great. Two, dynamite when he gets up off the canvas at the last second to beat Creed and take the crown.
Three takes Clubber on Mr. Lang. T.
Then it goes. Then Drago IV. You like these pictures?
Ivan Drago.
Even Rocky IV, you like?
Because I loved Rocky IV. James Brown was rad. Living in America.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hardly the highlight of the film. But so what happens in Rocky Balboa, Rocky VI?
Well, it starts out Rocky's down and out, and yo, Adrian's dead.
Oh, no.
Adrian's dead? Adrian's what happened?
She always had some problems when she went to the pet store. Yeah. She had the heart palpitations, whatever.
She died, huh?
She's dead.
She did not go the distance.
She did not go 15 rounds.
All right, so She's dead, and what? He's down when he's down and out. Is he living
owns
in
a
an
restaurant,
apartment?
And he bores everybody, kind of like the guy in The Sopranos who owns a restaurant.
Yeah,
who,
the
comes
waiter.
Over and
yeah.
introduces
right.
everyone, you know, cook, interrupts yeah. everyone. That's what Rocky does, but he tells stories about his fights.
Right, and everyone's
then,
sick of hearing
and
him.
And then Yo Mick says, mm-hmm. and they are, they're totally sick of hearing him. And then Rocky decides that he needs to get back in the ring because you got to live for what you got to live for. He's like, you can't. You got to do what you love badly, or you'll badly miss what you love. Is mm-hmm. one of the
is that actual dialogue from the film?
Yeah, it's a, you know, give or take. A,
how old is he supposed to be?
He's
in his 50s.
He's
at least,
in his 50s in the movie. Yes.
He just turned 60, I think, last week in real life.
In the movies, they do not say 60. They
who
do
does
say
he fight?
He fights the heavyweight champion of the world, the current one, Mason the Line. Dixon.
No tune-up fights. He immediately gets shot.
In the ring.
Uh-huh. And does he win the fight?
I shouldn't say that, should I?
No, you shouldn't.
I don't think so.
Yeah, does he win it, though?
I'll answer any question you tell
just
me.
Just nod to me yes or no. He does not. Okay. Listen, you don't know.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I didn't realize people were going to go see it. Listen, this movie's not coming out until Christmas. And, I mean, despite Mike's endorsement, there's no way it's going to be good. Let's be honest.
Wait, hold on. Is there a love interest at all?
Yeah, actually, the love interest is kind of funny. Remember in Rocky 1 where Rocky walks the girl home?
Yes.
From hanging out with the boys on the streets and tells her, you know,
yeah.
stay in school and all that stuff. And then she goes, yo, Rock, screw you, you creep.
Right.
Right.
That's the love interest.
Really? Yeah. Speaking of creepy.
That's wow. one thing I liked and hated about the movie at the same time.
Really?
It's like one major flashback.
So, Mike, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate Rocky 6, Rocky Balboa?
5.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Right
Rocky
now,
6
but
gets a 5. You'd hope that a sequel would at least get the number behind the name
that
of the film.
I would have given Rocky 5 a 2.
Yeah. All right, so they're moving up. Maybe Rocky 7, perhaps it'll get a 6. Yeah. All right.
So far.
Well, that's pretty cool that you got to see that. That's
it's
interesting.
Good.
And they're doing another Rambo also. Will you get to see that? In advance?
After this, I don't know.
All right. Very good.
Did Stallone look good, at least?
Actually, he was really wrinkly. He looks really old, and he's got these big veins.
Really?
And, you know, the whole time, in the beginning of the movie, he's wearing these big, baggy clothes to cover himself up. And I think it's because he's so ripped that by the time he gets in the ring, you're going to think, oh, he's been working out, man. Here come the muscles.
I see.
No.
Really? No
old
muscles?
Dude
really?
Central.
And yet he'd kick every one of our asses if he was in here.
Yeah, totally.
Well, there you go. A review, a very early review of Rocky 6. Thank you, Mike.
And Balboa loses at the end.
Yeah, thanks. And he loses at the end. In case you want to save $8, he loses at the end.
By the way, Mike Dawson never invited to another screening
that's
again.
That's right. I hope you enjoyed it, Mike. All right, let's do the news, huh? Yeah?
Nah.
It's not time for news?
Nah.
What goes on? I thought you did the news at the top of the hour here. Mm. All right. Well, what's our plan then? We got Joe Rogan coming in from Fear Factor in a minute. We have
we
also
don't do the news here, Kimmel.
Joe,
let's go to break.
Have you seen the MySpace battle between Joe and some kid?
It's better than any Rocky if you've ever read the battle between Joe Rogan and this college kid.
It's
online.
Definitely better than Rocky 6, I guess, right?
I would give it an 8.
This is a, just to give you a little bit of a sample of this, an exchange that starts with a kid named Kevin saying, Joe Rogan, I hate you. You're not funny. And it goes on and gets nastier and nastier and nastier like a lot of these things do. But this one, it happens to involve a celebrity. And I guess also Joe got in a fist fight with one of the contestants on Fear Factor last week.
Ugly pattern of behavior.
So we're going to bring Joe in for some counseling a little bit later on. And we're going to take a break now. Adam Carolla also, we'll hear from him. He's at the hospital having twins. It's Jimmy Kimmel sitting in for Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
By the way, Jimmy, Rocky 6 left this reviewer cold.
Thank you, Oswaldo.
The Adam Carolla Show. If you're going to wake up with a strange, hairy man, it might as well be him.
If you told me when I was 15, hey, you can just talk to people all day long on the computer, ask them anything you want, I probably would have done it. Only problem is you cannot text a handy.
Yeah. Hold on, let us laugh for a minute.
Stick around. Headed your way, more on the Adam Carolla Show. And now, Oswaldo reads the 100 greatest movie quotes of all time. Number 72, from Mommy Dearest.
No wire hanger, ever.
Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, thank you, Oswaldo. It's Jimmy Kimmel sitting in for Adam Carolla. Adam is at the hospital having twin babies in the meantime. You know what happens when Adam goes away? You know who steps in and fills the gap? None other than Joe Rogan right here.
Hi.
Joe Rogan is with us from Fear Factor, Tuesday nights at 8, the reality star edition of Fear Factor starts next week on NBC. And you have a gig at the Canyon Club as well on Friday night.
This Friday night, yes.
Yeah, go see Joe Live at 9 o'clock in Agora Hills.
West Valley representing.
Joe, now you two are arch rivals, Kimmel and Rogan.
What? It's funny you say that because people do presume that, but I happen to like Joe a lot. And not just a little bit, but a lot. And people assume that because Joe followed me on The Man Show that there's some sort of
Joe doesn't like you
bad blood
that
before. Perhaps that is
saying,
true.
Man.
But
everybody's always trying to cause conflict with
no,
me.
No, because, you know, people really wanted you to say bad things about us when you took over The Man Show, and you never did. And, in fact, you went out of your way to do the opposite, and I do appreciate that. I always did appreciate it.
Well, I thought that was ridiculous.
I'm about to cry.
Come on. Give me a hug.
Play the music.
Okay, I'm okay now. But Joe is a very funny guy, and Joe is the host of a show that people thought, oh, this is trash television. This is never going to last. And now this show, Fear Factor, has been on longer than even yesteryear. It's been on. How long has the show been on now?
This is the sixth season.
The sixth season. Yeah. A lot of shows will say, oh, this is the sixth season. This is a real, I mean, you guys do full seasons. This is a serious sixth season.
It's the most we've ever done is 34 episodes a season.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
It's just brutal.
And how does that process go? Because at a certain point, it must be difficult to continue to come up with ideas. Are you involved
luckily,
in that at all?
No. Luckily, I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
We have the episodes that we're airing right now are probably the last ones we'll ever do. It's June. It's going to air June, July, and August. I think we have 12 or 13 more episodes, and then most likely that's the end. It hasn't been officially canceled, but the ratings were horrible when they were airing it before.
You see, what I like most about Joe is his salesmanship.
Yeah, he really put a you nice spin on it.
I'm a stand-up comedian. Everything else I just do for money. And,
there you go.
I don't necessarily want to do Fear Factor anymore.
Now, Joe, this Fear Factor, though, sounds kind of interesting.
Yeah,
because
this is the reality one. They keep hyping up this fight between me and one of the contestants, and I'll give you the whole story. This is what it was. There's this guy who was on from The Amazing Race. It was all reality stars, and there's one of the contestants from The Amazing Race, this guy Jonathan Baker and his wife, and they're famous for getting in fights on The Amazing Race where he shoved his wife down.
Yeah, he seems to be a lunatic.
Not a very nice person. So anyway, while they're doing this stunt, they're screaming and yelling at each other, obscenities, you effing bitch, and you this and you that, and while they're screaming at each other trying to get the stunt done, this kid from Survivor, this guy Johnny Fairplay, is heckling them.
Oh yeah, that
and
guy.
He's, you know, he's yelling. It was really funny. It was like, you know, you're dead. She's dead weight, Jonathan. Get rid of her. Get a new woman. And you know, and they're yelling, you shut up. It was really, really funny. So anyway, they get eliminated, and when they come back to the lineup, the woman walks up to this Johnny Fairplay kid and punches him in the stomach as hard as she could.
Really?
Yeah, dropped
she punched him.
Yeah, she punched him.
Is that on? Going to be on the show?
Yeah.
She should have punched her husband.
Well, yeah, for sure. They already do that, and that's what part of the problem was.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, what are you doing? I said, just because you hate your husband doesn't mean you can hit other people. And so the guy got in my face. Hey. It was like the lamest, like, you know, banter back and forth. He's like, hey. And I said something like, no, hey.
Uh-huh.
And he said, hey, back. And then I just shoved him. And then,
hey. It wasn't the happy hey.
Like
what's happening?
Albert.
Yeah. Hey.
No, it was just so weird, but I didn't trust him. He got like right next to, like, you know, a half an inch from my face, and I was like, this guy's gonna hit me.
No.
So I pushed him, and then I grabbed the back of his head and held on to him, and then
really?
They separated everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought he was gonna hit me for sure.
Yeah.
So
I to hit you, though.
That
right?
was the preferred thing to happen.
Because you're a killer and you do it for fun. You fight for fun, and to be able to beat some man who beats his wife up on television would be the ultimate fun.
For sure, that would have been a good time. For sure. I wouldn't have felt bad about that at all. Joe,
can I interrupt a second? I'm seeing on CNN right now that Queen Latifah is announcing National Women's Confidence Day.
Okay. Breaking
news.
I just wanted to make sure I got that in so we weren't scooped.
I'm sorry I wasn't on that,
and Teresa,
Jimmy.
You really have to be on this stuff.
I'm sorry.
So this whole thing is on television.
Yeah, most of it. For whatever reason, they didn't want to air me pushing him out of my face.
Really?
So, yeah, they said, well, that makes you look bad. I go, dude, that's what happened. Just air it. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, I did not feel like I was safe. I felt like this guy was crazy, screaming and yelling. He hits his wife. He's going to hit me.
I felt that way when Dave yelled at me.
No, not even confident.
Dude, did you yell at her?
Look at how red he turned.
Wow. He did yell at me.
There was a little dispute, yes.
He got a little nervous.
Yeah, it was
really?
A little.
It was
a
real
fight?
It was a real argument?
Yeah.
What was it about?
You told me to F off. Let's not get into it.
Well, no, you can't tell Joe let's not get into it because that only entices him more and he wants to hear about the whole thing.
I'm trying to see if I can, like,
I can respect your space.
I made some mistakes and I've worked hard to rectify.
Dave acted like a maniac and made her cry, basically.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And Brusco is the one who's responsible for it.
Well, it just, I mean, you know, on National Women's Confidence Day, as announced by Queen Latifah, it's the sort of thing that you want to steer clear of.
How am I supposed to have confidence when someone tells me to F myself during
this
commercial
break? This is Joe's time.
I'm sorry, Joe.
That's okay.
Joe, I know that
you can use my time for this.
You do a lot of things, and that, you know, a lot of events transpire in your life, and people only seem to be interested in the stuff that it's you know, the fighting, that sort of thing. You had a battle. Actually, Teresa was telling me about it with some kid on MySpace. an email battle with this kid.
It was epic.
It was hardly epic. It was.
It's
this
pretty
is what
epic.
It, was.
It went on and on.
When people, I was bored. You know, it was an early morning. I had to get up because I was doing some radio call-ins, and I was up. So while I was up, I was checking my email, and there's this one kid who emailed me before. He insulted me before, and then he did it again. But I'm like, you know what? It's not like it's totally anonymous, like an email. When you said a MySpace message, dude, I got pictures of you.
Oh, really?
I know what you look like. You're 20 years old. I know where you live. And it's like, you want to be mean to some person you don't even know. And so, for whatever reason that morning, I decided, I'm going to be mean to you, too. And let's see how you like it. And we went back and forth. And then, I mean, I was never took it personally or anything, but at the end of it, he actually apologized.
Oh,
and
he said did?
He said if he saw me in the street, he would shake my hand. I said I would, too.
Well,
said,
of course no you would. You kill him. I mean, of course you would shake your hand.
That wasn't the whole point. The point was, like, you don't know me. Like, why are you being mean? Like, you're just some random. If you came up to me on the street and said, I hate you, like, face to face, there's a weird thing about the internet where people are removed from the consequences of being crappy to people.
Yeah, I agree
true.
With you.
They don't, it's like a drive-by insult. They don't have to face you.
And so I said, let's just get into a battle. You know, and he calls me a loser. And I'm like, well, okay, look, let's compare lives. Where are you?
Can
you
I
know?
Read a little snippet?
Yeah, Teresa's in love with this. She really,
I don't know. That's what's fascinating to me is why I thought it was the lamest thing ever. And it's boring.
No, it isn't.
It's fascinating to me because it's the type of thing you sort of wish you, in a way, you wish you could say these things to people, but then you think better of it.
Yeah, well,
I
never
think
certain
better.
People
that's my problem.
Collect their thoughts before typing them and publishing them on MySpace. No. Not Joe Rogan.
I don't
Joe
have
Rogan,
much of a filter between my brain and my mouth.
you type and press send, and that's it. Here's a little snippet to this. The kid's a college kid, right, Kevin? Who wrote you, and here's
or at least
snippet.
That's what it said on his MySpace. He could be like a 60-year-old
woman. Yeah.
He could be a 50-year-old pedophile.
Here's one of Joe's.
Could be Dave.
Here's transcripts from one of Joe's emails to this college kid. You're a loser, pal. Always have been, always will be. If you're lucky, you'll find some sad chick that's willing to let you shoot a live round inside of her, and then you'll have a little Kevin that you will struggle to feed and raise. That's about the best you're ever going to do, and even then, you'll have to live with the fact that a guy like me could always steal her away from you with minimal effort.
Wow. And this kid started it. He started by simply saying, Joe Rogan, I hate you. You're not funny. And then you said, I love the fact that you need attention so badly you have to email me that. Enjoy your depression. And he says, you really are an idiot.
Yeah, it just went back and forth.
Yeah, it goes back and forth. He ends one thing. He says, do you enjoy balding? Which is not something a man wants to hear.
Well, that's what it was on. I was like, all right, bitch.
So I don't blame
you. You want to get personal, but he's this little fatso. And I'm like, why are you talking about personal appearances, you ugly little fatso?
Now, how do you
I got
know
pictures of you, bitch.
Oh, you
there's pictures of him. That's the thing about, see, people are used to just being able to do that on the internet. Just send off an email or say whatever you want. But with MySpace, MySpace is like, I know where you live. I have pictures of you. I know what you look like. I know your hobbies. I know your interests. Yeah, I can read your blog and know you're retarded. You know, it's like there's so much information.
Here's a quiz for
the
listeners.
But I just wanted to be clear that I don't hate this kid, and I actually we did have a little back and forth conversation after it was over, and I made up with him. It's no big deal.
Here's a quiz from the listeners. Is this an email to his or her fans from A, Joe Rogan, or B, Oprah? You're an ugly, fat face zero, and I'm a famous multimillionaire. Those are the facts there, dear sweet Kevin.
Kevin actually does. I mean, for a kid against a professional comedian, he does get off some good ones. He says, and not that this is true, Joe. He says, people like you are the reason that everybody thinks they can make it in Hollywood. And because of people like you, look at William Hung. And he also says, you did kill the man show. Insecure, I guess we have something in common because you keep coming back at me. Your career is about over anyway. Do you plan to work at the family hardware store after that? I'll be back after your next message to me. I have a bag of snacky cakes to eat.
And then Joe responded, he says, listen, to answer your question, when I was 20, I was U.S. Open Taekwondo champion, and I was teaching it at Boston University, going to UMass and thinking about doing stand-up. I wasn't insulting celebrities and then using my age as an excuse for why I've never accomplished anything. What the F have you ever done? Come on, fat boy, please tell.
Amazing how people think this is interesting. To me, it's like just
it's great.
Morning.
It is great.
But why is it? Why is it interesting because one person's famous and one person's 20?
I think it's interesting one way or the other, but I think it's more interesting. Like, if you, one of your friends had an exchange like this and sent it to you, you'd be like, oh, I'm gonna look at that. And, but people feel like they know you, so they feel like, oh, well,
right.
It's like
for
one of my friends
reason,
had
also
a big
people
fight.
Think that you're not supposed, if you're on television or whatever, you're not supposed to talk like this to people.
Yeah.
And I don't ever subscribe to that. I think just speak your mind, no matter what. And that's what I thought. But, like I said, I don't hate this kid. Mm-hmm. I didn't really think he's a loser or whatever.
Have you ever spoken to him?
I just
want
to make him feel bad. No, never spoken to him.
We have him on the telephone, actually.
Oh, you're kidding.
We do.
Kevin?
We're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and
hilarious.
Talk to Kevin.
Oh, man,
who hopefully has lost a few pounds because this could be another brutal beating for 20-year-old Kevin. Joe Rogan is with us. Fear Factor, the final season.
Holla, hopefully.
The reality show edition starts on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock on NBC. And you can see Joe live at the Canyon Club Friday night at 9 in Agoura Hills here in California. Joe Rogan is with us. Adam Carolla is going to be calling in a minute. He's having twins as we speak. Wow. It's Jimmy Kimmel filling in. We'll be right back.
Well, all right. This is the Adam Carolla Show.
What up? This is Andy Dick, and you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Hey, give Adam a call at 1-866-901-ADAM. Ooh, excuse me. Just put a fart in there, and I think that's funny. Hey, if I fart, that'll be funny.
Yeah, there's more coming up. The Adam Carolla Show. Recently on Fear Factor, host Joe Rogan gets into a brawl with a contestant.
Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? You can't assault people. What are you doing?
Oh, but he is funny.
He's yelling at you. You can't run up to him and hit him. Look, if you and your husband hit each other, that's one thing. You don't run up and hit other contestants.
No, hey.
After yelling at his wife the entire time, he's sticking up for her.
He got in Joe's face. Oh, my God.
And then all of a sudden, they start going at it. And I was like, all right, I got to break this up because Joe's going to kill him.
Hey. I would have to say that Joe Rogan is about 100 times tougher than Jeff Probst.
Everybody was kung fu.
I tell you, higher praise has never been bestowed on
anyone. That's about as good as it gets.
100 times tougher than Jeff Probst. Joe Rogan is with us, and Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Adam Carolla. We really are going to hear from Adam shortly. He's at the hospital. I think the babies are here, and also his right-hand man, Oswaldo, is on the scene. But before that, Joe is here. Fear Factor, Tuesday night at 8 on NBC, the reality star edition. You just heard a clip of Joe putting a guy who's at the very least very rough with his wife in his place. And
well,
Joe,
he did it not rough with his wife. Rough with his wife on TV.
His
wife. Yeah. To the ground on TV.
Like, for instance, the Cosbys, Cliff and Heath and Claire Huxtable, or whatever his name was, they beat the crap out of each other on camera, but never on. When they were on camera, it was
real life?
Yeah.
Did Bill beat his wife?
No, I made that up, but but I'm sure we'll be hearing from Bill's attorneys nonetheless. Joe, you had a battle with a guy on MySpace, a 20-year-old kid. He's a college kid named Kevin. Where is Kevin from?
I think he's somewhere in Ohio, right?
He's from somewhere in Ohio.
Athens, Ohio.
Don't you guys have him on the line?
We do have him on the line.
Let's
I just want
to
quickly recap because Teresa is obsessed with this exchange. It went back and forth. It started with the Kevin saying, Joe Rogan, I hate you. You're not funny. And it went on and it mushroomed and back and forth. And
that's what happens when I have a day off work. I'm retarded.
This is why.
If you leave me alone in front of a keyboard, likely to type anything.
Again, just to recap, Joe calls the kid a loser and says that the best he's ever going to do is marry a sad chick that's willing to let you shoot a live round inside of her.
And Kevin is on the telephone right now. Joe and Kevin have never spoken before. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, pretty good.
There he is. That's Kevin.
What's
say
up,
hello
Kevin?
To Joe.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on,
buddy?
Dude? How are you, man?
Awesome.
Now, Kevin, why did you write this email in the first place?
You know, I didn't really put much thought into it. You know, I rolled out of bed and I don't know, it kind of snowballed from there.
What, and you went on to Joe Rogan's MySpace page?
No, I checked my email, you know.
Uh-huh.
I get emails from, like, whatever things come from MySpace.
Uh-huh.
And I had a flooded email account from, like, 20, like, event invitations in, like, L.A. And, you know, I'm from Ohio, so of course I'm going to be there in L.A.
Invitations to do what?
Show up at some comedy show that Joe would be at.
Oh, I see. Because, yeah, when you sign up, well, had you signed up for Joe's MySpace?
Actually, he invited me as a friend to him.
Okay.
So, like,
well, he probably didn't do that. Probably
well,
someone that works for him did that, right?
Did. Yeah, yeah. It's actually a computer program.
And you said, yes, I will take you on as a friend.
Well, yeah.
And then you decided to attack your friend.
Yeah.
With friends like that.
And, of course, you probably didn't mean a lot by it. You just were annoyed that you got 20 emails in your MySpace account. But
yeah.
How has it have you gotten a lot of attention from this? Do people even know that it's you?
Well, I mean, I get people that, like, see me on campus or, I mean, it was on VH1 for a while and, like, on other, like, websites, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Hollywood gossip websites, so. No, I mean, people are going to see it.
Let me ask you this. How weird is that for you? Because, like, you know, for me, I thought it was weird because I couldn't believe anybody gave a crap.
Oh,
But how weird was it for you to, like, all of a sudden have people asking you questions and wanting to talk to you about it? Like, was that bizarre?
Oh, I liked it when I got these messages from, like, Joe Rogan fans, you know, like, threatening my life. I didn't realize that, like, Fear Factor is that big of a deal.
The Rogan Army will crush you, and they'll come to Ohio and find you.
I highly doubt it's Fear Factor fans that are doing that, but...
Yeah. Now, Kevin, do you feel bad that you did this? Because you did start this.
Not really.
How do you feel about Joe right now?
Well, I don't really think about him much, you know, other than when people bring it up, like, every day to me.
Right, well, so every day is all you think about it.
Well, you could say that, yeah.
Now, were you a fan of Joe's previous to this fight?
To be honest with you, I didn't really follow him that much. I mean, he did take over for you on The Man Show, and I was upset about that.
Well, that's not his fault.
Yeah.
I mean, I left, and he was offered a job.
Yeah, I mean, nobody could really fill in for Adam and Jimmy, you know.
Yeah,
kissing ass never hurt.
You can't hold that against Joe, though. I mean, you really can't. Now,
what bothered me about it, and this is what I've said about it when I wrote about it, is that when people are on the internet, it removes the consequences of face-to-face communication. Like, you know, you can't just come up to someone that you don't know on the street and say, I hate you, you're not funny. But you can do it on the internet, and, like, why is that okay?
Yeah, at the same time, though, you don't usually roll out of bed and have, like, 20 people waiting to talk to you as soon as you, like, roll over into your computer, you know?
Well, first of all, don't you get spam email every day? Because I get hundreds of emails a day for, you know, big penis pills and, you know, whatever you want, you know, lose weight.
Could I get some of those?
Sure, dude. I can say that I don't really get big penis pill, like, emails, but...
You don't get spam?
No, really. I mean, I don't really sign up for it.
Okay, well, it's not. You don't sign up for spam. But either way, I mean, look, if you just said, hey, man, can you stop sending me these things? I get like 20 of them. I'd be like, sorry, dude. And I would send you an apology or I would tell my guy to remove you from the list or whatever. But
definitely at the same time, though, I mean, it wasn't like a premeditated statement I was making to you. I mean, if you look at it, it's like eight words right there.
Oh, I understand that you just, you know, you just blurted it out. But you got to what you're saying. You know, I mean, you're not saying this sucks. Why do I keep getting these? You're saying I hate you.
Yeah.
Kevin, have you attacked other celebrities?
Not really. I mean,
you should do it. You're pretty good at it, dude. You should start. Go, but do it for ones that are like douchebags.
Well, I thought about taking on David Blaine, you know.
Now you're talking.
That seems
dude,
fair.
Dude, let's go together on this.
Team up
let's
on David Blaine.
Have a cooperative
Blaine.
Effort.
Yeah, somebody goes in with a hammer and smashes his next snow globe that he traps himself
that
in.
That is some serious David Blaine trickery, my friend.
Yeah, hold down his water, his air hose next time.
I tell you what, I'm so glad to hear you guys talk this out because I hate to see any sort of conflict. It upsets me to know that celebrities and their fans
are getting
along.
My problem is I enjoy conflict. I enjoy when people heckle in an audience. I get a kick out of it. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Because there's always something more to it than, you know, what's being said.
Well, that's what fascinates me. Kevin, can I ask you a question? Because obviously you could have just written back unsubscribe, but instead you took the time to write, I hate you, you're not funny, and I'm just curious, what was going through your mind?
Well, I mean, people are like, ask me that, saying like, oh, why did you go out of your way to make this big attack on him? But when you're on the internet, all you have to do is type one little line and press
exactly
enter.
Exactly,
I mean,
right. My point.
But Joe's
you're
a
removed
real person.
From the consequences of being
no,
crappy
not
to people.
Oh, well, maybe that a little bit, but I mean, it's not like I was planning like, oh, I got to get back at this guy for doing that.
Kevin, were you molested?
Who
hurt
you? A few
times,
yeah.
You were.
No.
Kevin, I am so... I'm so glad that we could get you and Joe on the phone together and work this out, because that's the thing. If the if the Israelis and the Arabs, if they could sit down on a MySpace account and then on a radio show together, I think that we wouldn't have this conflict.
Well,
in the Middle
East. To Kevin's credit, he actually wrote in another message to me at the end of all this that if he saw him on the street, he would come up to me and introduce himself and offer to shake my hand.
Right,
and
it's
I said, if he did that,
back.
I would.
I feel
I would
like
totally
that's no longer
hand.
True, though. I feel like this scab has been picked off prematurely now. I hear.
That's you're a little bitch. You
there's a
hint. People
thank
can
you.
Just walk away
there's
from
a
things.
Hint of attitude.
Yeah,
in this
that's because you're a little woman hater and a bitch. Leave her alone and leave
thank
me
you.
Alone.
Well, Joe, I will pay you $100 if you punch him in the
yes.
face.
I'm throwing in
wow.
another 50.
Wow, that's
wow. This has really turned into.
If Fear Factor does get canceled, I might need that money.
Another successful episode of the Dr. Phil Show. Well, thank you for.
Hey, Kevin, it was nice talking to you, man. Seriously.
Hey, can I get like a windbreaker or anything like that?
We'll send you out a windbreaker.
Are you effing stupid.
Hang on, Adam. I mean, Kevin, rather. Adam, on the other hand, is Adam Carolla is in the hospital, and we have his right-hand man, Osvaldo, on the phone right now, who is at the hospital as well. What's going on, Ozzy?
I see the baby, man. Baby.
Okay, now they were supposed to have twins. Did they, did they have twins?
Yeah, they have a boy and girl.
Are they healthy?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. Very good.
Yay.
Now, have you seen, you've seen the children, Ozzy? Oh.
What's it going to say?
You've seen the kids?
Yeah, I see.
Oh,
yeah.
You saw them? Are they cute?
Yeah, I saw very cute kids, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the boy is a long one.
The boy's a long one?
And the kid is a little one.
A long one?
I think so, you know, it's 6 and 5 pounds.
7.5?
6 and 5 pounds?
6 and 5?
Yeah, 6 something and 5 something.
6 something and 5 something. Who's bigger, the boy or the girl?
The boy.
Oh, the boy. Thank goodness. There's nothing worse than you get
sister kicking your ass
all
your life.
Well, you get a, well, you know, just, you know, the fat sister, that's no good. You know what? Well, that's great news, Ozzy. And how is Lynette doing?
I don't know. I don't see. It's come back to the room, the recovery room, you know, after 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't understand any of that, but perhaps Adam can help us translate because Adam is on the telephone right now. Can I put them on together?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know how to work this stuff here because I'm just a temp. Adam, how are you?
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations, buddy.
Congratulations,
thank
dude.
Thank you.
Joe Rogan is here with us, and Ozzy is on the phone as well.
Yeah. Hey, Ozzy, I want to apologize. When Ozzy walked into the waiting room, they handed him a mop, and I thought that's way out of line.
I agree with you. So tell us about the kids.
Well, the boy is 6 pounds, 4 ounces, and the girl is 79 pounds.
How big is the girl? You don't know,
she is 5 pounds, 12 ounces.
5 pounds, 12. Wow, that's big. Those are big twins, right?
What does it feel like to make people? What does it feel like? You just made people.
Well, it actually, picture masturbating into a Dixie cup. That's what it felt like to make these twins.
Oh, is that how you guys did it?
Yes.
The boy is named Adam. He's a long one.
The boy is named Adam because he's the long one, Ozzy?
Yeah.
Yes, now it is time to unveil the names.
Right. Well, let me just say this. I'm just getting a fact here. We looked it up. Your twins, large twins, 6 pounds, 4 ounces, 5 pounds, 12 ounces, bigger than those fat chopper riding twins in the Guinness Book of World Records. No. You've had the fattest twins in the world.
Finally, I'm gonna get published.
What do you guys know? What you're gonna name the twins?
Yes, I do. But first, I know I promised I wouldn't. But I've already written two children's books.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. Illustration hit me when I was waiting in the waiting room.
Do they have titles?
I don't have titles yet, but they're going to be out on Amazon. I just want to give people a heads up. Okay.
Well, that's great. And what are the kids' names, Adam?
All right. Well, the boy is going to be Sonny, like Santino.
Ah. Wow. Ah. And that's his name, Sonny, S-O-N-N-Y?
Sonny. Sonny Corolla.
Awesome.
That's cute.
Okay, not with a U. Make sure that it's not Sonny with a U, because then it'll be more like a surfer slash stripper.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Although you could have a worse life than surfer slash stripper.
Yeah, you're right. All right. And what is the girl's name?
The girl's name is Natalia.
Natalia.
Love it.
That's pretty.
Sonny and Natalia.
Yeah, because it's a cute nickname, like Nat or Natty.
Giving birth to a mafia couple.
Sonny and Natalia Corolla.
Yeah, did you watch The Sopranos Sunday night and stay up all night?
I was inspired, yeah.
This sounds like an elderly couple from the neighborhood in Brooklyn. Sonny and Natalia are coming over.
God willing.
Yeah.
From your lips to God's ears.
Adam, how is Lynette?
Who's she?
She's Sonny's mom.
The twin.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, she's not Viking stock, you know. I don't want to insult her, but she had that girl.
Well, Viking stock.
She didn't take childbirth like a man.
She didn't.
Is she Viking stock?
She did not. Meanwhile, I was stoic.
You were? Did you cry? Were you in the delivery room?
No, I didn't. I didn't cry.
Were you in the delivery room?
Yes, I was in the delivery room.
I thought you said you weren't going to be in the delivery room.
He said I didn't want to be in the delivery room.
Did you cut the cord?
I cut the cord, too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But he used a power saw.
I didn't want to cut the cord, but the guy handed me the snippers and just sort of pushed me at my kid. I almost dropped the snippers in the kid's eyes.
No.
The snippers. Yeah, he was looking for the tanker.
Well, that would have been unfortunate. I forgot Ozzy was still on the phone, by the way. Ozzy, are you excited?
Yeah, I'm excited, man.
Okay. And
I am trying to cut the cordon with the chainsaw.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I didn't get any of that, but thank you, Ozzy. Well, congratulations, Adam.
Well, thanks, Jimmy, and might I say you're doing a wonderful job in the captain's chair.
Thank you, and I'm sure Lynette appreciates that you've been listening rather than being at her side throughout this ordeal.
Well, speaking of appreciating the radio, you know, when I checked in at like 7 o'clock and I said there's this old Betty giving me the stink eye in the hallway.
Yeah.
Oh, no. 20 minutes later, I got out of the bathroom, and this old woman was standing in front of me, and she said, first off, you're not supposed to use that bathroom. That's for patients only. And secondly, the reason I was giving you the stink eye is because you were talking so loud.
Go home and get your f***ing shine box.
All right.
We got off to a wonderful start.
Congratulations, Adam. Give our love to Lynette and to Sonny and Natalia.
Congratulations, dude.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
We got to get Pat O'Brien on the phone, make sure this is on the insider immediately. Immediately. Also, I'm going to be going to the hospital and photographing the children and selling it to People Magazine.
Nice.
For $8.2 million. There's two kids here.
What do you think his babies are worth?
They got to be worth something.
Something.
I mean,
for
not,
sure.
Let's be honest. They're not worth anywhere near
it's
what that Brangelina baby is, but we should be able to get at least $1 million
there's
out of
it. There's two of them.
There's two of them.
Yeah. You should be able to get some cash for
definitely.
That.
Thank you, Joe Rogan. You can see Joe live at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills on Friday night at 9 o'clock.
See, and we've got tickets for that, as a matter of fact.
We do.
We'll give them away. We're going to play NBA player tech stock to give those away.
Very good.
Or electric razors.
Very nice. Very good. All right, I think it was a shaving joke or something, or are we really giving away electric razors?
We'll let the winner make the choice, either a razor or tickets to Rogan's show.
Nice. Okay, all right. That's a nice way to do it. Thank you, Joe. Teresa.
Thank you for having me.
What
do we have coming up in the news?
Well, obviously the biggest news, Sonny and Natalia Carolla.
Yeah.
Just born, but also, what actress would you most like to sexually assault? A radio station asked that question to very ill effects. We'll get to that. And also, how much would you pay to live with Kathy Griffin for the weekend?
Beautiful. We'll be right back.
There's more coming up.
Adam Carolla.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Jeff Probst, and you are listening to the greatest radio and television personality of all time. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
No, it isn't. You aren't. It's Jimmy Kimmel, his friend, filling in. Because Adam, big news, had a couple of babies today. Adam and Lynette welcomed Sonny and Natalia Carolla into the world. Both very healthy. Mom very healthy. 6 pounds for the boy, 5 pounds for the girl. Good times. Congratulations to them. I'm filling in for Adam. We still have a lot of stuff on the way today. Pat O'Brien. We got to talk to Pat about... Pat, if you're listening, give us a call. We got to talk about getting this on the Insider and making this a big... I want to make this bigger than the... at least, if not bigger than the Brangelina baby, I want to make it bigger than Suri Cruz.
Sure. Listen, he made a promise. P.O.B. came on this show and made a promise to make this the lead story.
Mm-hmm. There we go. All right. We'll see if he keeps that promise in moments. In the meantime, here's Teresa with the news.
Speaking of the Brangelina baby, we were talking about it earlier. People in Hello Magazines have paid, you know, each in the neighborhood of $4 million for these pictures of little baby Shiloh Nouvelle. Well, the pictures ended up on the internet, and People in Hello just announced that they will be suing two websites that published the picture of the little baby.
We showed it on our show, too. I hope we don't get sued.
Well, you might deep pockets.
Yeah.
They didn't say which internet sites they're suing, but one of the sites that showed it was Paris Hilton, who is our own gossip queen here on the show.
Oh, the queen's being sued?
Could be.
If I tell you something, if People Magazine sues me, I will never appear in that magazine again, candidly posing in my home in black and white.
Have you been ever in there?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I have, yeah.
Also this morning, a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage was rejected, not surprisingly, by the Senate. It needed 60 votes. It only got 48.
Oh, there you go. Congratulations, gays.
There you go. Congratulations, gays. Bill, the board op, says thanks on behalf of all gays.
Yeah, hey, no problem. Right back at you. Bill, do you think you'd ever get married?
I'm actually looking for something better than marriage. I think the gays, we outdo the straights in a lot of things, partying and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're right.
And a lot of the straight men are having problems getting divorced and having a lot of problems. So I think the gays need to polish up the marriage thing and put it up as something better than marriage.
Well, what you need to do is you need to vote Republican because you don't. That's the last thing you need. I mean, it's bad enough being married to a woman. I can only imagine being married to a gay man.
Well, Bill,
exactly. I wouldn't want to be married. Mm-hmm. I would want the
something
gay
better.
Version, which mm-hmm. would be...
Which
you get to
what?
See them in the hospital. You get to have them on your bank account.
Right.
But
healthcare.
You know, healthcare. But just the important things. But then everything else. I'm not taking care of my man. No way.
Okay.
I already take care of him enough.
I'm going to go throw
long,
up.
Hold on. How long have you been with him? How long have you been with him, Bill?
3 years.
Well, you should get married.
No.
He doesn't want to get married.
I'm saying you should.
All right. Sorry, Bill.
A woman eating at a Burger King in Amsterdam found a live frog in her salad. The company confirmed it this week, and she does not plan to sue.
That's what's different between our country and Amsterdam. Well, because in Amsterdam, everybody's stoned all the time. Like, they may have all hallucinated that frog. It may not have been in the salad at all. And yet, I like that. What Burger King, they said they did have a frog in their salad?
Yeah, they said, look, there was a frog in the salad, and we don't know how it got there. But there it was.
Man.
And apparently large compensation suits are virtually non-existent in the Netherlands.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it never happens.
Yeah, because here somebody would be $5 million for the trauma of seeing a frog in your salad.
Emotional damages. They don't have that there, so it creates a lot more corporate honesty.
Yeah.
A Hong Kong radio show apologized yesterday for conducting an online poll asking listeners to vote on which actress they would most like to sexually assault. Yeah, after widespread criticism, the radio station took down the poll, and the hosts apologized, promising to be more careful about future content.
Wow. Well, who finished number one?
Well, they didn't say, and I was very curious. So, who would you most like to sexually assault?
Well,
Listen, I don't want to get into a Hong Kong type situation, right. But what I wonder is the actress that gets picked, is she flattered or horrified or maybe both?
I would be flattered.
You would be flattered.
What's the implication here? This isn't lay down with and make sweet love to. This is aggressive, even violent love.
Listen, something might have been lost in translation, but the phrase that was used was the actress you would most like to sexually assault.
Yeah.
Wow.
It does seem to promote violence against women, and I'm glad they took it off their site.
Yes, thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Kathy Griffin, if you watch her show, My Life on the D-List.
She's the one I would pick.
You would most like to sexually assault Kathy Griffin.
Yes,
I think she'd be flattered.
I would like to make sweet love to Kathy Griffin.
Well, the two of you actually did have an interaction, which she replayed on her show, My Life on the D-List. Here it is.
Here's the thing. When you're on the D-List, you got to work a little harder. So I am auctioning off a weekend at my house. Come on, you can live with me for the weekend.
Now, you will be in the house.
Yes.
You'll be in the house.
I'm going to be there. Matt's going to be there. And you come and you spend the weekend at my house.
Any stranger who gives the money can come stay in your home with you. And what kind of people do you think you're going to attract for this?
Gay hustlers.
Do you remember that?
I do remember it. Yeah, I forgot. How did that, what happened with that?
Here's the sad postscript. A first bid came in on eBay, $28,000. It looked like it was going to be a big thing.
Really?
And then the guy pulled out. And then the next bidder pulled out.
Really?
This happened 10 times.
What? 10 times?
Until it went down to $4,000, and then it sunk below, and no word on how much the weekend sold for.
Wow.
If Kathy wants to call in.
Kathy's got to spend a weekend now for like $1,500 with some lunatic?
$25.
You get nothing. You lose.
That's very sad.
Yes, I don't know exactly how low it
is. She may get demoted to the F list with something like that.
She's getting dangerously close.
Yeah.
Although I'm a huge fan of hers. The biggest news, of course, of the day around here is that Adam Carolla and his wife Lynette had their twins, Sonny Carolla, 6 pounds, 5 ounces, and little sister twin, Natalia, 5 pounds, 12 ounces.
News agencies from all over the world have been contacting us already, asking for pictures of the babies.
Right.
I'm going to say this right now. We would not ever violate Adam and Lynette's privacy for less than $1 million U.S. cash. Never.
What about Canadian?
And how dare they for even asking? No, we do not accept those worthless Canadian dollars. U.S., $1 million cash. Thank you very much. And I'm going to be taking my camera to the hospital on my way to work from the show, where I will snap those very valuable photographs before anybody else can get them. It'd be like a little paparazzi right there in the hospital with Adam.
Would you donate the money?
I will not donate the money to charity. No.
I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Well, the big news for fans of the Bumps, Eric Gagne got his first save in almost a year, and the Dodgers beat the Metropolitans. Also, some more winners for you. Halos, Athletics, Mariners, and the Gigantic Snakes and Padres. Losers, but they'll probably get another chance sometime soon to get back. NBA Finals tomorrow, Miami Heat at the Dallas Mavericks. But even better news, this just in. I think you're going to be excited about this, Kimmel.
I can't wait.
LA Times is apparently reporting that they are going to have an advice column written by Mr. Kobe Bryant.
Is it on who he'd most like to sexually assault?
The anonymous source says the subjects he's going to cover, anything from relationship to financial advice.
How to take a tour of a hotel.
Come on now. Let me see that.
That can't be real.
What?
Is it going to be in the sports section?
Oh, this is in Jimmy's Dream Magazine.
Can you
LakersTalk.net has learned from an anonymous source that Kobe Bryant... the answer to everyone is buy her a ring.
A large ring.
Wow.
This is going to be something.
Wow.
I mean, if I had my dreams, it would be Moses Malone, maybe Latrell Sprewell, but I'll settle for Kobe Bryant.
The Kobe advice column has not been named yet, though Ask Kobe has been floated around.
Or Dear Kobe.
There's no way this is going to happen. There's no way.
What kind of anonymous source is this?
Who's having butt sex?
What the hell is this? Oh, my goodness gracious. And apparently he's also been on Dog the Bounty Hunter. And he's in one of the final 8 episodes of The Sopranos.
Okay, Junior. Bend over.
Kobe?
Yeah. He plays a basketball player who gets in debt to the mob.
Wow.
Wow. Kobe is back in a huge way. Look out, ladies.
Okay, bend over.
All right. Now, in honor of the NBA Finals wrapping up.
Yeah.
First of all, tomorrow we're going to have Bill Walton and Mavericks owner Mark Cuban to talk some NBA Finals. But first, let's play a little NBA player tech stock.
All right.
We have Joel on the line, and he's going to be playing for his choice. He can either play for a pair of tickets to see Joe Rogan Friday night at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills, or a Phillips Norelco Body Groom BG 2020.
What the hell?
It's the latest grooming gadget.
Really?
Yeah, it removes unwanted hair below the chin and even below the belt.
All right. Now, how do we do this? Do we do the price first, or we do the... contest first.
Now we'll let him choose.
All right.
We'll let him choose after the fact. He must get, let's say, 3 out of the following 5. He must determine of the names I give if they are an NBA player or if they are a tech stock.
Right? I understand these things are great for shaving babies also. We might want to take one for Adam.
Good. Very good. Good
Joel,
sell.
Can you hear
I'm
us?
I'm Marv Albert, and this is NBA player or tech stock.
Beautiful. Joel.
How's it going?
Buenas mananas.
Si, si. Congratulations, Adam.
Yes, congratulations to Adam and Lynette. And it's time to play NBA player or tech stock. Again, Dave, this works. You got to tell us whether this is the name of an NBA player or the name of a tech stock.
Couldn't be more straightforward, Joel. Your first question is umpqua. What do you say, Marv Albert? Tech stock or NBA player? First, the player. Marv.
Yeah, let's let Joel answer before
that's a good
Marv.
Idea.
Yeah.
Good idea.
Joel?
Umpqua. I'm going to have to go with tech stock.
How tech say stock? You, Marv?
Oh, what a move! And a foul!
So he gets one. He must get 2 of the next 4.
Umpqua is indeed a tech stock.
It is a tech
Perfect.
Stock, yes.
All right,
All
here
right.
we go.
Your next
Question
one.
Question number 2.
Kintel.
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 Can you spell it?
I will.
What's up, Kintel?
Q-Y-N-T-E-L.
We've got to buy Kintel. Oh, Q-U-Y.
Q,
no, I'm sorry. Q-Y-N-T-E-L.
Q-Y-N-T-E-L.
That's definitely tech stock.
How say you, Marv?
Oh, the iron is unkind.
All right, 1-1.
Oh,
still
that's
got a chance.
That's an NBA player?
Kintel Woods of the Boston Celtics.
Really? Q-Y-N-T.
Kintel.
Wow, that's a huge Scrabble word.
Yes. All right, number 3 here. Avi.
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 Can you spell that, please?
A-W-V-E-E.
A-W.
I'll go NBA player on that one.
What do you say, Marv?
He is on fire.
That's it, too.
Right,
you need one
two.
More. You need one more, sir. Here we
Wait.
Go. Here we go. Zilinx. Zilinx.
Zilinx.
X-I-L-I-N-X.
Definitely tech stock, huh?
What do you say, Marv?
From downtown.
There you go.
Joel's
Congratulations, Joel. You win your choice of Joe Rogan tickets at the Canyon Club in
Agoura
Hills on Friday night.
Or the Body Groomer from Phillips Norelco.
What do you
definitely,
like?
Definitely go see Joe.
All right, very
good.
Well, congratulations. So we get you the tickets. Hang on the line. In fact, I should make sure not to hang up on him. There
this
we go.
This has been Marv Albert with NBA player or tech stock.
Thank you, Marv.
I bid you all a good morning.
And we bid that back to you. Pat O'Brien is on the telephone. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk to him about the new birth of the Corolla twins who are here. We'll give you all the details in case you haven't heard them 13 times already. We'll be right back.
The movie that I review in today is The Breakout. Jennifer Aniston is Brock Mayer walking naked.
You should walk it naked, yeah.
Yeah, good body.
Mm-hmm.
But the face is not so much?
You know, use the pillow, no worry.
Mm-hmm.
It's my job to tell you that you're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. That was easy. It's The Adam Carolla Show. Here's what happened recently on The Insider with Pat O'Brien.
It's the brand new photos of Brad the Dad that's stirring controversy all over the internet. At least 4 different websites somehow got their hands on what is reported to be baby Shiloh's first picture worth millions of dollars.
Yeah, there you go. Jimmy Kimmel in for Adam Carolla. Adam had twins this morning. Little Sonny and Natalia Carolla, very healthy. The mom is healthy. Pat O'Brien is on the phone from the Insider. Good morning, Pat. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a... good morning, Pat.
Take two. Good Hello. Morning, Jimmy. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, but I'm not so good with the phones. It's good to hear from you, Pat, in this...
great to be on this historic day, huh?
Well, we wanted to give you the scoop before any of the networks got it, that Carolla has had twins. I'm sure this will be your lead story, not just tonight, but probably for the next several nights, if not into the coming months. And
not only that, I went on the internet immediately and Googled the origin of the name Sonny.
Yeah.
And it says, sometimes, let's see, a nickname, sometimes friendly, sometimes condescending.
Ah. Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah. Now listen, Sonny. Yeah.
That's why Carolla did, so he can condescend forever to the son.
I like Pat doing his research. He's like Woodward and Bernstein over there.
What about Natalia? Is there any information?
There's not much news on Natalia other than it's the 909th favorite name out of 5,000 names.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And where did Sonny fall? Was it
Sonny
even on
the... fell at 772.
Wow.
Out of 1219, ranking 49,302 out of 88,000 plus for people of all ages in the 1990 U.S. Census.
And is this how you will lead the broadcast tonight on The Insider with these facts?
You know, I love Adam Carolla. He's been in my house. You've been in my house. I love you.
Yes.
I don't think we're leading with it.
Can I ask you a question, though?
That's disappointing.
Sure. Can you lead the Insider anything?
Can I ask the Insider? Can I make a suggestion to the Insider? Yeah.
No, we can't. Believe
me. Something along the lines of Phineas and Hazel, not so much anymore. Now it's all about Sonny and Natalia.
Yeah.
You know how much these pictures went for? Seriously, when you talk about pictures.
Yeah.
We were looking at the figures. What do you think Julia Roberts' babies went for?
Phineas and Hazel.
Yeah. 150,000.
You're exactly right.
Oh.
I had it written on a card here in front of me, coincidentally.
P.O.B.
A lot of research that goes on here.
What do you think Elvis in his coffin went for?
Elvis, they actually, Elvis or the picture of Elvis?
The picture of Elvis.
I don't know. That's a good question.
People didn't pay that much back then.
18,000.
Wow. Wow. That seems like quite a bargain for dead Elvis.
Now you could get a John Cryer photo for 18 grand.
But let's not lowball this right off the bat, Pat. I mean, Brad and Angelina got like $7 million or something for the picture of their baby Shiloh, and that's not even twins. That's a single baby. Those are being had all the time. Twins are special. What do you think we can get for the Carolla twins for a picture of them?
By we, do you mean you and I are going in on this?
Yeah, absolutely. If I have to do that, yes, I will do that.
50-50?
Yeah.
And if I put them on the... By the way, if you're twins, you don't want to be on the Insider, okay?
Yeah, no, it's probably a bad thing here because they're either anorexic or...
Or one of them has three arms.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think a million's fair. I like your early number.
I happen to agree with you.
With the personality of Adam's level, I think you got to go seven figures.
The price has been set at $1 million for the Carolla babies. That will start the bidding at $1 million.
By the way, you know how you can make that a little better?
How?
Say the price has been set by the Insider.
There you go.
By the Insider.
7 o'clock in New York.
P.O.B., you set the price by making it your lead story.
Yeah,
don't
that's
you
true. You could affect this just like a stock. If you go on with the lead story, it suddenly becomes a bigger story than it would have been, and we make a lot more money off of it,
right,
Pat.
And then, well, here's the other deal. Then we can take a page out of Brad and Angelina and donate the money to charity, and then little Sonny and Natalia have come into the earth, or the world, or however we want to say it, already doing something for charity.
Now you're talking crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy talk now.
Adam's really into supporting African orphans.
Charity got enough money from Brad and Angelina. It seems like we can pocket this ourselves.
Or build another park in North Hollywood, Adam's old one.
How are you going to announce this on The Insider? We have some suggestions, actually.
Hey, go ahead.
Because, you know, Pat has these very catchy, concise little phrases. And so here's some ideas. Therapist, start your engines. Carolla has twins. Can we hear that? How that would sound from Pat O'Brien?
Right now on The Insider, therapist, start your engines. Carolla has twins.
I like it.
That's so good.
Like
no rehearsal. Just right one? Out of the box like that.
How about this one? This one? Impotent no more. Adam Carolla has twins.
Right now. You don't have to keep saying that, right?
Yeah.
Cut that in. Impotent no more. Adam Carolla has twins.
Oh, I like that.
Pause that makes that one.
Here's one more.
Here's one more. Oh, go ahead.
Two babies, one eyebrow. Carolla has twins.
Two babies, One eyebrow. Corolla has twins.
I like that one. I like that one a lot. Will you be announcing this on the Insider tonight, Pat?
I've got to go into the meeting. I'll present it to the panel.
That yeah, we'll see
if I can't guarantee.
If Britney Spears sneezed on a photographer today, it'll get
Ben Affleck has a hangman.
There's a battle going on between major magazines in this country over the
hello
other
and people.
Just make this the thing that makes you an insider at the end of the show. Let everybody know about the twins.
You should do an interview with the twins.
Yes.
Go into the hospital there. I'm sure Adam will let you in. You can do the first interview with
the
twins.
You got the wrong word. I think it might be the first intervention.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Adam, if he's listening over there in the hospital.
Yeah.
Very happy for those guys.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll see how happy you are when we watch The Insider tonight.
Well, you going to have it on your show?
Of course I'm going to have it on my show. Absolutely. No question about it.
Well, maybe that's the way we do it. We tape your show. We put your show on my show.
It's also incestuous. It really is. It's amazing.
We do it all the time.
How are other celebrity babies reacting to this news of the Corolla twins? Have you heard from Little Suri? Have we heard from Sean Preston? Any of those kids?
Heard from Suri. And by the way, those pictures haven't been out yet, have they?
No one's seen Little Suri.
No, that's the next big picture. The bar has been raised, though. It's $20 million. And then $1 million for Adam's Unknown Kids.
Wow. Yes, $1 million for Adam's Kids.
Where it starts, by the way, $1 million, for those of you bidders out there.
All right, very good. Again, if you like to bid, call Pat at The Insider. I'm sure you can get his office line off the internet. Thank you very much, Pat O'Brien.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy Kimmel.
Look forward to the report tonight, The Insider. Check your local listings. Yes, Jimmy Brusca. We're going to take a break for what they call commercials now. And we have anything planned that we can, anything enticing that I can tease the folks?
Well, we're trying to sell the photo.
Oh, well, yeah, when we come back, we should call, like, People Magazine
Let's call that guy from Sugar Ray who's on Extra. I don't think P.O.B.'s going to cover this.
We'll see. We're going to give Pat a chance, and then, we're going to call Mark McGrath if he doesn't come through for us. All right, we'll do that, and we'll call, let's call Us Weekly or something. Somebody's got to be interested in these kids. I feel terrible for these kids already.
Why? I'm sure they're adorable.
Because no one cares.
I care.
I care, too, but we're not anyone.
You are.
Jimmy Kimmel filling in for Adam Carolla. We'll be back after.
There's more coming up.
Adam Carolla.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Joe Rogan, and you are listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Thank God.
But Adam's not here this morning because he had a couple of babies. He had twins. Actually, his wife, Lynette, had twins. They're doing well. The kids' names are Sonny and Natalia.
He cut the cords. In spite of, for weeks on end, saying he was not going to do it, he was handed the scissors, and he says he almost dropped them in Sonny's eye.
In fairness to Adam, he claims that he did not want to go into the delivery room, but he did go because we thought he said, I will not go in there. The truth is, he just didn't want to go into the delivery room, and he went into the delivery room, which I think was the right thing to do.
I don't think
it was right that he was smoking in there, but... you can't have everything. Not everyone's perfect. Not everyone's Ward Cleaver with a perfect life. But this is exciting news for all of us here. I personally never imagined Adam would be a father.
Really?
I never imagined Adam owning a car, to be honest with you. But when we met, he was impoverished and doing a public access show. And I wasn't doing that much better myself. And it's weird to imagine Adam... holding a kid, and I mean, I still am skeptical.
I think he's going to be a good dad.
I think he will be a good dad too, but it's a role that I never really imagined. I mean, he's not a guy that thinks about others.
Is that ever. Important as a father?
I think it is. Yeah, I think it's an important thing. It's a quality that Adam doesn't have. By the way, Adam's biggest fan is here right now. And
Webmaster Billy.
Billy, you And by the way, they need to change that title Webmaster because for a chubby teenage boy, it's too much. It should not be Webmaster. It should be like Web Gopher be your title. Web Gopher.
Well, that's why I'm on radio. I'm not on TV. I'm on radio.
You shouldn't even be on the radio. Let's be honest let's all be honest for a second now to respect the new children that came into this world. How do you feel about this, about two new little Corollas?
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. You're not at all.
Already.
Do you feel any jealousy that, you know, Adam will now be loving a child more, perhaps, than he loves you?
I don't really, because he's still going to be here every day, mm-hmm. and I'm still going to be here.
You keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, yeah, but no, I'm still going to love him the same.
Happiest day of your life, Billy?
Happiest day of my life.
This is the happiest day of your life?
Yes.
Are you disappointed that he did not name the kids, either of the children, after you?
I am a little disappointed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, I'm a little disappointed also. I would have at least liked a Jamisha for his daughter. But the problem is that Adam really couldn't name his son after me, and this is what I'm telling myself, because my name is James, and his father's name is James, and he couldn't do, you know, he wouldn't want to do that, because it would be almost an admission of something, I don't know what, but he can't do it because he wouldn't want to give his father that honor. And I don't blame him.
It's a touching story.
His father was not a good parent, and I just hope he does better.
What do you think? Do you suppose his parents are there, Jimmy?
Oh, at the hospital?
Yeah.
Well, let's check in with Oswaldo and see. Can we get Oswaldo on the phone? I don't want to bother Adam again if we can avoid it, but Ozzy is there. Ozzy's Adam's right-hand man, and he's been at his side. I hope he washed his hands, by the way, Oswaldo.
Making some flaps.
There's a lot of construction work at Adam's house, and he's been at the hospital reporting and doing a great job of it all morning, and we can get him on the phone. I'm going to guess that the parents are not there. I'm going to guess that Adam's sister maybe is there, and I'm going to guess that maybe one of Lynette's parents, or perhaps...
I have a bad feeling that Mo Damashek is more excited about this
Wait
than
a second.
Adam's
Your mom? Adam's parents are not at the hospital.
My guess is that they are not at the hospital. My guess is not only they're not at the hospital, they probably don't know about this yet. Yeah. All right, do we know? Can we get Ozzy on the telephone?
Well, Lauren's on. Adam's sister's on.
Oh, Adam's sister's on. Oh, well, there you go. There we go. Hello, Lauren. Good morning and congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, are your parents there at the hospital?
Yes, actually. Well, my mother's here.
Uh-huh.
And okay. I recently got here, so I'm not sure what the plan is with my father.
Okay. All right. Do you agree? Do you think there's any truth to... Because I would have liked Adam to have named his son after me, but do you think it's possible that he decided not to do that because it's also your father's name?
Well, I think I wasn't... I'm not sure. Yeah, Jimmy, there could be a connection there,
yeah.
And maybe not quite Italian-sounding enough.
How dare you? When did Adam become so Italian all of a sudden, by the way?
I'm not sure. Just recently.
Yeah, just
Sopranos
recently.
Sopranos season 3.
It was fun when Vito went gay, Adam went Italian also. Have you seen the babies?
The Sopranos, I think.
Have you had a look at the little ones?
I'm looking at them now. The little girl is getting washed up, and the little boy is, she's getting her hair combed.
Oh, really?
She has hair on her head?
And, you know,
of course she has hair.
Sometimes babies are born bald.
How hair? Yeah, but these are the Corolla kids.
You know what? They don't have a lot of hair.
Really?
Actually. I'm surprised.
Is that right?
Yeah, they've got a little hair, but not like I expected.
Are you talking about on the head, or have you checked the whole body? Because I was...
I'm speaking of the head.
Okay, because on the head maybe not, but they have to be wolf babies. Now, what about the eyebrows on the kids? Have you had a look at their eyebrows?
I haven't had a close look, but I think they've been spared. As of yet, I think they've been spared.
Not
from
for
the
long.
Corolla
the
eyebrow.
Unibrow gene.
We've all
but
been praying that she gets Lynette's eyebrows.
I know that that happens a little later, so hard to say for sure.
Okay, so you're saying that the eyebrows could join in the middle. We're just going to have to keep an eye on that as it develops.
Yes, right, exactly.
And is Ozzy still at the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Has he been helpful to you guys there?
Yes, he has. Yes. He's standing right here with us.
Can we speak to Ozzy for a moment?
Sure can.
Thank you. Congratulations, Lauren.
Congratulations.
You're an aunt now. And,
I know.
Hold
on.
All right, thank you. Yes, and here's now, this is Oswaldo, does movie reviews on the program, a gifted man and Adam's right-hand man or left-hand, I'm not sure. Oswaldo.
Hey, how are you?
Do you have anything new to tell us?
Oh, you know, I tell to you and the audience, the woman born yesterday
The angel born today.
Okay, the only thing I understood was the word yesterday.
I think it was sweet if we could understand.
The omen born yesterday. The angel born today.
What? The omen was born yesterday?
Yes, yesterday was 6606.
Uh-huh.
So the omen was born yesterday and the angel was born today.
Oh, did you go see the omen, Ozzy?
Yeah.
Okay, will you come in tomorrow and review that for us?
Yeah, I talked over this movie, man. But you know, the important today is Carolla's boy.
Okay, I got Carolla there too, but I didn't really get much of that. So you're saying that on the heels of Satan being born in theaters everywhere, now these two angel babies have made up for it.
Yep.
Hey, Ozzy, you struggle to say Adam's name. He doesn't like how you say his name. Can you say his children's names better than you can say his own name?
Santino and Natalie.
Oh, he's going to go crazy that you say their names better than his own.
So he did name the baby Santino. I thought
Sonny.
He said Sonny.
No, yeah, he said Sonny, short for Santino.
Oh, he said
Sonny, the nickname.
Ah, it's a nickname.
What are their middle names? Do you know?
I don't know. It's a Jimmy.
Will you ask, is Adam's sister there?
I don't think Adam's sister knew the first names of the children. She's kept telling the boy and the girl.
Good point.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll find that out tomorrow. We'll leave some mystery. Apparently, we're not having any luck getting in touch with the tabloids who are busy covering Paris Hilton has chlamydia, and it's a big story.
As soon as we say we have Corolla's baby pictures, they're not interested.
Aren't they supposed to chase us?
You would think so. I don't think we're negotiating right on this.
Yeah.
But
what's fair is fair. You Ozzy, know, we're giving POB first dibs. If he doesn't do it, then he's going to be the one who looks like a jerk.
Ozzy, we need you to take pictures of the babies covertly.
Okay.
So that we can sell them to magazines, okay?
Okay, half an hour.
What?
Half and a half.
Yes.
50-50.
Oh, he wants to split with you. 50.
Oh, half and a half and a half. I didn't know. Well, we'll talk about it. It's going to be more like a quarter and a three quarters of a no, because we got to cut Pat O'Brien in. It's a whole complicated thing.
Yeah.
All right, Ozzy. Well, give everyone there our love, okay?
Okay.
Let me hear you give everyone our love.
Okay. I tend to Lynette, Jimmy say, love you and good luck.
But are you in the room with Lynette?
No. I am in the front of the nursery. You know, I see the babies.
Oh, yeah. Wait, can I ask you really quick? Do the babies look like Adam or Lynette?
Oh, I don't appreciate too much the face right now. You know, it's like a very bad angle now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. I don't know anything he said. We really need Adam in here to translate. I didn't.
He's in a bad angle.
Let me ask you the grandma. One second, more apparent.
Oh, grandma.
One second.
The funny thing is, even people that speak Spanish have no idea what he's saying. Hi, Lauren.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
I know, this is Chris's mom.
Oh, hey, it's Jimmy. How are you?
Congratulations.
Grandma, I'm okay.
Congratulations, Grandma.
Thank you. I'm just thrilled.
Well, we're thrilled,
and
too.
And they're beautiful.
They are. Do you know their middle names?
Boy, I after all that talk, I would imagine they've got them, but I don't know them.
Okay.
Because you didn't give Adam a middle name, right?
That's right. Yeah. It was hard enough to come up with a first name.
Yeah, I know. It takes a lot of effort. Right. Well, congratulations, and congratulations to the whole Corolla family. This is
a
blessed day, and we're all very happy for you.
Yes, we're all thrilled, too.
Okay.
And they're normal. They're healthy. Well, we don't know about the first part, but they are healthy.
There's no way they're normal, but thank God they're healthy. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Okay,
so I hand you back to Ozzy, or...
Nah, just throw the phone on the floor.
Okay.
I want to thank our guest today. Joe Rogan was here. You can see him Friday night at the Canyon Club in Agoura Hills. Jeff Richards. You can see the premiere of Where My Dog's At. That's a new anime. That's a funny show. Saturday on MTV2 at 12:30 p.m. That's the prime slot. Or go to his website, tastyjeff.com. Coming up tomorrow, Sarah Silverman will be here, Def Frat Guy, Mark Cuban, owner of the Mavericks, Bill Walton, and Brian Posehn. On behalf of Adam and little Santino and little Natalia and Lynette, I want to thank you all for listening and say mahalo, everybody. See you tomorrow.